Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a hole if you got your 40 bus fare.
Thank you.
you said.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
What's up, Griswell? How y'all doing? Thank y'all for joining me again for another Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. Last week, I wasn't able to make it. I was going through a battle with a shingle, and the medicine they gave me was worse than the virus itself. The medicine had me in a bad way where I couldn't focus. I couldn't even hardly work the board. I followed my phone. Man, it was a trip. So I started taking half of the medicine. I cut it in half. It was still too strong. And I didn't feel good at all with that medicine, so that's why I didn't do the show last week. But I'm back. Last week, they was calling me, trying to get me to do the show. If I'd had somebody to work the board, I wouldn't have had no problem with it. But I don't really have no assistance with this here. So I had to let the show go by. They calling me and carrying on that tonight. They coming on real slow. Show don't get up to par, it'd be an early show. Think I'm back now, y'all hear me? I don't know what happened, it just dropped. I heard a little staticky noise, and next thing you know, I was out of there. Let me hit this one button, see if y'all can hear me.
Sir, yes, sir. You didn't go nowhere. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear. We can hear you loud and clear.
I fell off. I heard static in my phone just like it. Got zapped. I had to call back in.
No, I was still on the line. I guess everybody else was still on the line. I ain't hear. You was off.
Yeah, the show was good, but it dropped. I heard some static, and all of a sudden my phone disappeared.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how you doing, though, babe?
I'm all right, you, man. I ain't got nothing shaking. I ain't. Kids got their meniscus and going on spring break and stuff like that and worrying me about money.
Yeah.
You know, the regular old stuff, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but I was telling everybody about why I didn't come on last week because I was fighting the shingles, man. I had shingles.
Oh, well, yeah, hurt, don't it, man? They say that hurt.
The shingles wasn't bad. The medicine is bad, man. I don't like the medicine. Anybody like that medicine, they got to be a drug addict.
Damn. What, they gave you some type of syrup or some type of mess or pills?
No, it's a big pill. I couldn't take it, man. I had to stop taking the medicine.
Yeah, eventually it'll go away, right? Once you take it a couple of times?
I don't know, man. You know, I don't really know nothing about it. I just know how to treat it. I don't know how long it takes for it to really go away. When I found out it was shingles, I actually probably had it for over a year, man, and didn't know it.
Yeah, long as you had chicken pox as a kid, that's where they say it come from. They said when you had chicken pox,
right,
the virus in you, it's like it's sitting,
dormant. Dormant.
Yeah, sit dormant in your body, and then once shingles come in,
then
it fucks you up.
Yep. Well, it's tripped out what they say, bring it out. I guess we'll bring it all the way out of me because I was having them same little bumps, man. I just thought they were bumps. You know, every time I clean them up, I spray them with alcohol, you know. So that way it couldn't regenerate because I was killing it, didn't know it. So when it got on my side to where I couldn't really reach it, then my wife, she wanted to help me with it. And she said, it was like, why is all these bruises on your side? I said, it got to come from them bumps. She said, everywhere a bump is, it's a bruise. And then once the bump go away, then the bruise will go away. So I called my doctor and said, hey, I need to come see you. And I told him about the bumps on my side and the bruises. He said, okay, I got an appointment, went on in there Thursday. That's when he told me it was shingles.
Yeah, I learned about it. My Polish buddy, he had it, and he told me about it. And he had it. He said, man, it was hard to take a damn shower, baby. I was goddamn it fucked up. That's the reason I ain't called. That's the reason I ain't talking. He said, yeah, about a month.
Yeah, well, the main thing is this here, baby. I guess that medicine is for people that's really in bad shape to let them really just infest over their body real bad, you know, because then you need it because, you know, you can't stand for no clothes and nothing to touch it. It's really painful if you let it get infested. And if it get that way, you need that medicine, you know, because the medicine going to have you in la-la land and it'll take away a lot of that pain because you ain't going to do nothing but lay down. That medicine had me, man, where I couldn't even walk. It took my ability, my balance away, my equilibrium and stuff. It had you hallucinating, man. It was crazy, man. That's the kind of stuff right there that these young niggas run out here taking just to get high along with other stuff. That's why they do all this killing, don't have no remorse of it, because they be blowed all the time, man. You know,
they be actually high on something that they don't even know nothing about. The doctor came something.
That's right.
Sitting their ass down.
That's
instead
right.
of sitting their ass down, they gonna goddamn it get in the car with their homies, start drinking, smoking, and goddamn it, I feel you.
They just out their mind, man. That's why they do anything. They out their mind with that stuff, man. I'm telling you, man. The jazz had me messed up, man. I cut the pills. It came down some, but not enough. I stopped taking them. I wasn't supposed to stop taking them till Tuesday. I stopped taking them Saturday. You know, I stopped taking them Saturday, man. And then the doctor's going to tell me, well, they're going to come back. I said, well, they just got to come back. I said, because I know the medicine ain't good, but you need to take it. I said, you want it? I want it. That's what a person like to get high.
Yeah.
I told a friend of mine.
Wally said he was crying when he took a shower. Wally said he was crying.
Yeah.
Wally said anytime anything touches skin, he said he was actually crying. He said he was crying like a baby, bro.
Wow.
So I can only imagine.
Mine didn't get that bad because mine didn't get that bad. My doctor said the reason mine didn't get that bad, testes all over my body, is because every time I saw a bump, I told him, I say, I spray it with alcohol, 91%. And he said, it kills that. So it couldn't go back into my skin and regenerate. You know what I'm saying? Because it was dead. Every time I sprayed the shit out of it, I didn't know what it was, but that's what kept it from getting out of hand on me. You know? Yeah. But look here, baby. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I heard some stuff that I really thought wasn't cool last night, man, on Sham Show. And I was surprised that the person
that was... I listened to Sham Show a bit, but go ahead and I'm going to listen to it. Because I don't know, I don't want to say the wrong thing, or we can talk about it. I don't want to say it. If I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to lie on nobody.
Right.
Go ahead.
You're right. I just want to tell you about it, though. I was surprised to hear a veteran lived right here in Illinois. Just trash 41 on the national show. Now, I ain't no 41 fan. I don't really like the people there because they seem to be kind of on the prejudice side. And, you know, they ain't really fair to us as they should be. But don't lie and say the track ain't no good because you don't know how to tune your car to a regular track. Just say I don't go to 41 because it ain't enough glue. That's all you got to say. Don't sit up there and act like you want to burn and crash, hit the wall and all. And, you know, that ain't the track fault if you do that.
Well, I'm going to say that's the same thing Vic said earlier today. Vic said if you can't tune your car to go down the track, you need not to have a race
car. That's your fault.
Now, that's your fault. Now Willie Dog said all the time, if you can't go down the track, you need to buy your tune.
I knew it.
That's just it. That's all. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If you got a fast car, you put so much power down.
They said it was prejudice last year. Half of the year, you talking about they prejudice and all the other shit. This man said they don't lay glue down, and you said they bash the track.
They bash the track when they say the track ain't no good, and they lie.
You only got two tracks, Freak, 41 and Negro. You can't go to Byron and Grudge Race.
Look out for dog fights.
So, you know what I'm saying? So,
Look at all the background on.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, sure I could be on that. You carry
through
this with a couple
of fish.
How many times y'all see somebody come to the track? And do a burnout, and somebody has to pull their own VAC down. Have they ever stopped y'all from putting y'all own VAC down if y'all wanted it at any track?
I don't think so.
Damn, I got a moment of silence.
You can't hear me. I just said I don't think so.
Okay, then. So you do what you want to do for your money.
Right.
Eddie, you said they were prejudiced all last year, and they wasn't doing what we
I'm still saying the same thing.
Man,
let's get it correct before you keep talking. And I'm still saying the same thing.
That man said they didn't put enough
your
in
man,
the down.
The man did bash the track if you heard what he said.
I was listening very carefully. He said
then
their car wouldn't
about?
Hook, and they're not going to run at the track because there's not enough VAC for him to hook.
Okay.
Could I say this? I just want to say something. Ask a logical question. What makes your money better than a white man's money? Nothing, right? It shouldn't be nothing, right? You pay the same price. Paid the same money.
Yeah, somebody sleep on that line.
Who was that sleep on the phone?
Somebody being a jerk. I don't know. Let me
open these other mics.
That was Flop. I hung them up.
Man.
No, I'm just saying.
Can you go ahead
like,
and speak your piece, Preacher Boy, because I'm not going to go back and forth with you. You just say your piece.
No.
And then I'll talk about why.
Hold on. My thing is this, man. You know, I'm going to tell y'all this. I went all the way to 131 and down there wrecked my car because it broke track. I didn't bash the track. I just caught the track at a bad day.
That's what I'm talking about.
My whole thing is, listen, you can't stop a person from saying what the fuck they want to say out their mouth, but you ain't got to hold them like they the prosecutors of the motherfucking world. I didn't really get mad at you when you said they were prejudiced, because that's, in my eyes, you didn't know no better.
Well, in my eyes, I don't give a fuck what you think, but the thing is, this here Preacher Boy, I wasn't the only one saying it. A whole lot of people realize that I wasn't the only one said it. Hey man, the truth is the truth, man. If you like the people and you think what they're doing is good, that's your opinion. But from what I see, the way they treat the black people and the little shit they do, I got my opinion about it. So I'm not gonna challenge your opinion.
I'm gonna tell you the best.
How you feel about it, and I'm always say what I want
to
say about them.
I'm gonna give you the best example in the world. I'm going to bring a bunch of niggas to your house, and we're going to do what the fuck we want to do at your house. If you ain't got no rules at your motherfucking house and you want to make your house what it is, you's a dumb motherfucker. We don't own no racetrack, so we got rules and regulations. If you don't want to follow them people's rules of their shit, you's a dumb ass.
Who breaking their rules, dumb motherfucker? Who is breaking their rules?
You are. If they don't want you there, listen to me. If they don't want your black ass there, that's their rules.
Who is breaking their rules, man?
They don't want you there.
You must goddamn got that bottle working tonight, because you sound dumb than a motherfucker, man. I got to tell you, you sound dumb than a motherfucker.
Hey, Tim. Which one of us on the racetrack? Hey, Brother D, who on the racetrack? Which one of us on the racetrack?
What that got to do with what I'm talking about, man? That ain't what I'm talking about, man.
That's how you call them.
What do people do that they don't want to do, preacher boy? Tell me that. What do people do for you to call them prejudice?
Answer that question.
Man, I ain't gonna answer no question to no question, man. Answer my question. I ask you the question first. What do you see these people doing that they don't want to do? Tell me.
They said they were gonna cut out grudge racing, or they weren't gonna race on this day and all that other shit, and y'all got mad. Now, I answered your question. Now answer my question. What you calling prejudice?
Tell me what are people doing wrong? You said people going there fucked up doing what they want to do. What are you talking about? Explain yourself, first of all, you know what they did.
Let me tell you what the fuck they did.
What?
Hold on. Let me tell you what they did.
Tell me.
Some motherfucker went in their bathroom. Listen. Some motherfucker went in their bathroom and shitted all over the floor instead of the toilet, acting like a pure nigga, and fucked that motherfucking bathroom up. Then they talking about niggas don't throw garbage in the garbage can. Now, go from there.
That's a lot right there. And if the man went out there and shit all over the bathroom, he more likely to shit on himself. So the man had to be sick. It wasn't nobody trying to do that shit on purpose, man. The man probably was sick, preacher boy.
Okay,
so,
but that's what the
so
man telling
what
y'all.
Person do if
that's
they
what
sick?
The man talking about. That's what the man talking about.
What could a person do if they get sick? You could be anywhere and get sick, preacher boy. If you sick, you ain't got no control
over
it.
You're
going to
shit all over the man's floor.
Hey, man, the man got sick, and you shit all over the floor if you got sick. So if a person gets sick, who is you to down a person that gets sick, man?
Well, motherfucker gets sick at your house and shit all over your living room floor. I don't want you to get
mad. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
Don't put
him out. If the motherfucker's sick, I'm just going to clean it up and help him get himself straight and let him go home. And hope he make it home and be all right. That's what I'm going to do. If a person's sick, a person's sick. That's just like you walking down the street and all of a sudden you drop dead. You can't help it, man. So let's not even talk about that, man. Ain't nobody want to shit on themselves. And shit all over the floor. He's trying to make himself where he didn't shit on himself. And he tried to make it. The man probably was sick, man. But you're all over the place with this shit, man. We just trying to talk about
it. Just hope it's
and you,
it's
you
just
bring
so
up all
to be
kinds
a black
of shit that ain't got to do with nothing, man.
That's why it's hard to have a simple show and a discussion because of motherfuckers like you, man.
Because you come in and just destroy shit, just talk about shit that ain't nobody changed the whole fucking subject, man. That make it hard on these shows, man.
So white man shit all over the floor is okay, but when the black man shit on the floor, it ain't.
Hey, baby, check this out. He don't know if it's a white
Damn,
man or a black
man.
Damn, man,
these motherfuckers
are
stupid.
Hey, baby.
That's right, baby. I don't know why you said that, baby, because there wasn't no color. They don't know if it's a white man or a black man.
Yeah, man. Future Boy talking about he don't know who Chitty was, but he did a DNA on the chick.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Damn. You know who shit on the floor. He just a rotten motherfucking nigga that think anything happened bad, a nigga had to do it. You know he can't be too strict thinking about black folks. He got motherfucking KKK buddy.
So you don't think white people got them to throw trash and litter and all
maybe
that?
Maybe with you.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
that.
I'm done.
They
done.
Do all that.
You right?
They fight at the
done.
Track
I'm
just
done.
Like
I'm
anybody
done.
Else. They all that happen, man. But see, we so fucking brainwashed that
all
we
right.
think when we do shit, it's the worst shit in the world. And when they do shit, oh, it just passed. And you don't look at it. Too many brainwashed niggas. But this nigga that came in and changed my whole fucking discussion and ain't made no sense the motherfucking thing he said. I'm sorry, y'all.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
When you come on these shows, I mean, it's plenty of time people would come on this show and he had real good discussions and everything. But when he get that Jim Beam down his motherfucking throat.
Not the Jim Beam.
Some shit. Something going on. Bumpy face. I don't know what the fuck. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
I heard that. Well, my question, Eddie, is if you don't think that they're putting down enough glue, why don't y'all goddamn it chip in and buy some glue? I'm pretty sure they'll put it down at your expense.
You got some money. You niggas be on these shows talking
radio,
that shit. Nigga, hire a motherfucker to come in. That shit real simple,
yeah.
Man.
No, the simplest shit is like Vic said, know how to tune your shit to the track. If you don't
That's
know
correct.
How to tune your shit to the track,
Vic said
the don't
shit
I agree with that, Eddie.
Yeah. That's all I'm
People,
saying, man.
You know
that
what
man
it is,
veteran,
Eddie?
Man. That was wrong.
Eddie.
Huh?
Eddie, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what I think it is.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers used to going, I'm using numbers. Motherfuckers used to going 1250. They don't want to tune their shit down to 1350 to get down 41. Everybody
right.
going to do
right.
the same thing. And if they don't, then your suspension
yeah.
might not be right or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
that's
it is
right.
what it is. But that's what
everybody,
it is. They chasing
everybody,
they chasing
everybody
got
to go down the same goddamn
they
track.
Ran on a press track.
They
got to
go down the same
ran
track.
On a press track down south. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It is what it is. But I understand. I understand if you think you got to run that EQ to win.
You're right. I understand that. But
you know,
this is what I'm saying
right
here.
You get pumped up, Eddie. Hey, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying like this here, man. You used to run it down south because you got a drag radio car. Now up here, there ain't no drag radio track. So just admit that you need to be on the drag radio track. Don't bash the track. Talk about it ain't no good. You're going to wreck and tell you set up. They wreck everywhere. They wreck everywhere. Down south everywhere, man. But that's disgusting. The people like Big Sam and Leroy, Drag or whoever giving up that been out there, that's disgusting to them because they making the people hit this shit down south that might want to come down here and attend to event. But why are you going to come up here and attend to event where you got people there right here getting on the motherfucking show saying shit like that? So you hurting your fellow people
yeah,
that you supposed to love money.
You right. Let me
you hurting their money by bashing
this,
your own track.
I don't think he bashed the track. I think everybody took it the way they wanted to take it. And I can see where you got that. Well, I think you got that from. Let me say I think. Because I can be But I think you got that from when he was talking to Chuck. When Chuck said something that he said, and he started fucking with Chuck and asking Chuck, what you been drinking, man? I'm going to bet you can't go down that motherfucker with your car. You're going to crash and burn. That's what I think is misleading. I didn't hear him bash the track.
Well, I know Chuck go down 41 all the time, man. Chuck ain't got no problem with going down 41, and we've all seen that. He raised that 41 just like he do anywhere else. So, and then look at that boy. You really make it feel bad when you seen that boy Ryan come out there, Donnie race, and flat laid it down. He was the fastest motherfucker out there that night, and he was not fucking around, boy.
Oh, another question I got, Eddie. Now, just because you changed your car from a slick to a radio, you think that's all you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that simple.
No, but
a whole lot more shit.
They bought the car.
It's a whole
radio,
lot more shit go along
the
with
car
it.
Radio car. Yeah, but they bought it as a radio car, so they don't want to take the time to learn how to adjust it where it go down to slick track, a regular slick track. So instead of doing that and just saying to people, hey, we don't want to race on that track. We set up for radio. Now, he used Zay as an example. Zay don't go down the track. Don't go there because he don't think he can get down the track. He know how to make the adjustments he want to and go down that fucking track. Zay got a problem with the personality.
Eddie, can I say something, Eddie? And this ain't fun.
Yeah.
You to go off on him or nothing like that. But Zay said the shit track.
I know it, but the only reason he do it is because yeah, but the only reason he do it is because he don't like 41 personnel. Zay can get down the track.
No, I get it, but it shouldn't be a reason. It shouldn't be a reason. If you saying don't bash it, it shouldn't be a reason why you should. Because if that's the case,
Hey, when Zay did it, I said to the world, you can ask Rob. I said, hey, man, that ain't right to do what he's doing.
No, I get it. I'm just talking about the way we're talking on the platform tonight. When we first came on, we heard you say, one of our veterans bashed the track. You see what I'm saying? So I just never had heard that. Not saying you didn't do it, but I never heard that when they bashed the track. I never heard nobody say one of our very own veterans or rookies or good racers or whatever you want to call them. I never heard nobody say that.
I said it among each other. You ask Rob or anybody to talk to me, I said, that ain't right. But I also know why he did it, you know, which ain't no excuse, too.
Yeah, because it still be fucking other people.
Then he got right back out there. Then he get right back out there and show he can go down that motherfucker. So that didn't mean nothing.
I think old boy
problem more than the track getting down the track is getting off the fucking light.
Oh, man. Well, Mr. B, Eddie, got to be on there now. You hear Mr. B? That's your goddamn problem getting off the goddamn tree.
Yeah, he was asleep, goddamn it, at the tree. He wouldn't even pull up. He timed out.
Oh, man.
But he was finna go down that track. He knew he can get down that track. Mr. B ain't just five races. He can get down that track if he want to. Yeah.
He timed out Big Eddie. He was asleep. Why somebody ain't get knocked out?
I don't know why the man won't pull up to the light. Everybody's like, damn, yeah, man, come on up. but Mr. B, that man raced on the street. Hey, that man raced on the street. I know goddamn well 41 better than the street. That man that raced on the street all his life, and that's why I'm so surprised to hear him say that. That man been a street racer all his life. And 41 had put a whole lot of money into that track trying to get it right. They say the track ain't got no dips or none in it no more. They got that motherfucker even.
Mm.
So that's the part that's surprising me about him.
I need that.
Because he come from the street.
I need to ask you a question, Big Eddie. what was his terminology when he meant crash and burn? What did he mean by that, in your words?
That's what I'm saying. He was actually saying that the track is so slippery that you're going to crash and burn your car. But I see people crash and burn every track around the world. So everybody, they had an accident. So why would you just, you know, pick them out to say that? It ain't about the track. It's about you tuning your car and knowing when to get in and get out of it. If you feel your goddamn ass getting loose, lift. Don't sit there and try to drive it out. And then once that mother...
You got to pedal.
Well, yeah.
You
once that
pedal.
Car turns...
You got to pedal.
Man.
You got to pedal.
Yeah.
So
once that car turns...
They call
whichever force...
It was...
Baby, would you shut the fuck up? You can't even drive, man. God damn.
Hey, I was for the same... Hey, Skin, I was for the actually
was,
say something to you. And it's some good terms and give you some more credit.
Don't give me no credit, nigga.
No,
I don't need no goddamn credit.
Hold on, shorty. Let me say what I got to say, though. I'm going to let y'all go back. Now, I was saying, like, I seen you race more street cars than anything, right? I ain't too many times saw you race a race car. So my thing is this here. This is my question to you. Why can you lock somebody in at any track and don't have no problem going down it or getting your ass whooped and I got them paying off or you whooping motherfucker ass and they paying off?
Because you just said it. I'm racing a street car.
Right, so you don't have a problem with a track or a street.
No, I do not.
Ah, okay, cool. All right, cool. Real simple. Right, y'all go ahead. I'm just asking a logical question because if he don't have a problem with going down Memphis Drag Palace or whatever with Kamala Harris. And he come back to the fucking New Doty and goddamn it, make a pass and whoop motherfucker ass. Trying to fuck another motherfucker got a problem with him. I don't need it. This just common sense shit. He got a street car. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Skin can go better than what he can go better than. At the track,
yeah, this girl,
in the street.
I just want to say something about Debbie.
No, I can't do it. I run the same everywhere I go, baby. I could be in the grass. I'm going to run the same. It don't be no different.
That's right.
I got something like a golf cart. That bitch is going to grass. So it's all right,
baby. Oh, man.
What you're not understanding, they're talking about way faster cars. So it's a little bit different, baby. And that's why I say shut the fuck up, because you ain't never driven a car. So, I mean, leave it alone, brother. How can you describe what's going on in the car? I know you didn't say it, man. So when everybody else asks you a question, you answer their question,
and then you get mad at me because I asked you
I'm not mad at you, sir. No, baby, no. I'm not mad at you. Before you asked me the question, would you listen? Mm-hmm. Would you listen?
I'm listening. Before you
asked me the question, you went to saying something about pedaling the car. You knows nothing about a car except for that Cadillac.
Right. Okay. Okay. You. Okay.
So
and stop I'm fine
saying pedaling the car because you don't
I'm
know how to pedal the car.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
You cannot
with that.
Talk about something that you don't experience.
That I don't know
sir.
Nothing about. Right. Right, you exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
see me,
right.
You ain't gonna hear me saying nothing about a motorcycle. You're not gonna hear me
mm-hmm.
say that because I don't ride
right.
motorcycles, baby.
Right, right.
You
mm-hmm.
can say
right.
whatever you
want to
say about
right.
motorcycles. We're not talking about motorcycles at the track. We're talking about cars, radios, and glue. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not mad at you, baby. I was just saying.
No, could you? I asked you.
I didn't tell you. I said, could you be quiet because you haven't drove a car? So you're going
mm-hmm.
to let
you
people.
Absolutely
you know
right.
nothing about pedaling the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it.
See, we have traction control on these cars. It's traction devices on these cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're not using them properly, baby. They're not using them properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, enlighten me.
You
get can you enlighten me? And
I enlighten you already. You got traction control. Okay, let me enlighten you, sir. Y'all have traction control on that drop top that y'all was running Terrio with, and y'all aborted the mission. Oh, you have to put the traction control on. It got down the track, but you'd have got your ass pulled out, but it got on down unimpeded. You see what I'm saying? But if you think you can hook, then you take the traction off.
Hey, man, I'm going to call y'all back.
If I didn't think that my car could hook, because I've been hooking on different streets, I don't remember racing on 130th, but they was doing construction on 130th. But me not thinking that it might have been dust on the road or something like that, because I believe that played a factor into what happened. So I didn't pedal the car because I never had to pedal it before, baby. I never had to pedal Kamala Harris, that weak motherfucker. But then it did something stupid on 130th when I was running a kill. And I missed around and crashed the fucking car, because about time I realized this bitch ain't going to stop. Now I get out the gas, it's too late. It's already out of control. So all I can do is get out the gas, embrace myself, and hold the fuck on. Instead of slamming the brakes and all, I didn't do none of that. I ain't slam on the brakes. All I did is brace my motherfucker so I got out the motherfucking gas.
And we're turning the gas down. I get you, Shelby.
Let me finish, man. You asking questions and shit, and I'm going to teach you something, because, you know, in the comprehension of the flow, I'm going to teach you something.
Come on.
I was veering to the right towards the kill. I didn't want to see his truck. I yanked the wheel with my stupid ass to the left. When I looked up, I done went on the goddamn meter. Ongoing traffic coming on 130th. So I whipped it back to the, I let go of gas and ripped that bitch back to the right and just hold the fuck on, baby. You see what I'm saying?
I was there. I saw it. No, that's good driving. And you know,
that's what happened, baby. That's good driving. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's good driving. That's a veteran driving, trying to get them and make sure pieces got them. He can tell the car, but at least life got them safe. And I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. You've been driving cars. I've been fucking with you for the longest. It's not that. I was just saying, you know, with certain people, like Vic said earlier, if you can, and that's the reason I brought Vic up, because he said some real shit, and I respect it and I honor it, because he said if you can't tune your car to the track and you can't get down it, that's on you. And you rock the motherfucker.
But listen to this, baby, and I'm just saying this. I'm gonna say this in certain people's defense, because whoever the shoe fit wear, they probably can tune their car to the track. They don't want to, like I said. If you used to running 1250, that's what you want to run.
Right.
You want to run the same thing at 41. You don't want to go to 41 and have to tune your shit down and run 1350. You don't think the 1350 is going to cut the mustard. So you say, fuck the track. I ain't going to that motherfucker. I want to lay my fucking power down.
That's all.
That's what I think that it is. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just going to make it make sense to you.
That's all I can do.
Don't make it seem like it's something else other than that. That's what I'm saying. What you're saying is 100%. But then if you're going to say it out loud. That's all I'm saying, man.
You're right, but they probably can't explain it like that, just like Baby can't explain what the fuck he's saying. So sometimes you have to have a lawyer or a narrator or something to you know, to explain what you're trying to say. Like Baby, he's a jackass. He's just jumping in and saying shit, knowing he don't know shit. He know about a goddamn motorcycle, I think. Because I ain't never seen a ride with him.
Oh, man.
Right, I think, I got to tell you the truth, Eddie. I don't know. I can't just, you know, I don't want to toot his horns and then fuck around. He get on a motorcycle. Baby, I'm telling
what you know. Right.
Then y'all see me next year, Baby dumbass on a motorcycle, and he doing some dumb shit, and y'all say, yeah, I thought you said he knew about motorcycles. No, I think he do, Eddie.
Lord,
so you would never quote me talking about, you promised me that he can ride.
I know
he can ride,
Right. I know he know how to do it. Right. Then you'll be looking like a dumbass.
No, that's all.
Right.
There you go. I don't want to look like you looking. I want to look like
I do. Right. You look like skin.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Uh-oh, there go Mr. Bebop. They've been talking about him. He's been the topic of the conversation all goddamn four hours.
I'm like Stephanie Mills. I feel good all over. I must be doing something right, though. A lot of these guys don't know nothing about no racing at all. And they went in and saying what somebody told them and not what they heard. I wish they would get the shit together and listen. I never bashed nothing about 41, not one time. Not one time. It's
you did
I never said
that
one thing bad.
You can stop that line,
I never
brother.
Said nothing bad about 41. Was you on the show last night, Eddie?
Yes, I was.
Was you on the show last night?
Yes, I was.
What did you hear me say?
A lot of dumb shit. Talk about it crash and burn and you don't fuck around at 41. And Vic tried to tell you the truth, man. If you don't know how you tune your car to it or don't want to, then leave it alone. But you can crash and burn anywhere, man.
I think you misinterpreted me all the way wrong. So I'm gonna let you go. Maybe I did. Well, you should be saying that out the gate, though. But you already executed me already.
Well, hell, I never said I wasn't coming to 41.
I never said I wasn't going to 41. I never said 41
was
nothing.
What did you say, man?
I said, for my money.
What did you say when them people
for my money, I said I
want to
go somewhere where it's sticky. What people?
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
That's what I said, though, so you could have been on the show.
I heard
what are you talking about then?
I heard you say that. The other shit
I never said 41 wasn't this, never said 41 that. I didn't say nothing when Vic said.
What did you mean about... What did you mean about crash and burn at 41, but you ain't going to do it no way? What did you mean by that? Why did you single 41 out for that?
Now, that was pertaining only to Chuck.
Why would you say that to Chuck, man?
It had nothing to do with the track, man. Nothing. You don't mean apology.
Chuck,
you don't know what
Chuck
you're talking
about.
All
it was
pertaining only to Chuck, but I understand. Chuck is your buddy, so you fucking up with
Chuck.
It's Chuck cool.
Race there all the
but
time,
man. Put that out there. Put that out there.
Mr. B.
All
Chuck
I said,
there all the time. He
Chuck, if you turn anything on, you're going to knock your tires off. That's all I said. I bet you
he ain't knocked them off yet.
That's all I said. Put your money where your mouth is, and we'll see. I'm going to say it again what I said last night. Put your money where your mouth is.
I heard you say all that. You ain't heard me call you no lie about nothing.
You confused
that,
sir. Where are you confused at? That was
one
time I said 41 ain't going to do nothing. I said,
you cannot go down
41
track. What them other people going to think when they
hear
you saying what
you
said, being a Chicago man.
You are putting words into my mouth. You are putting words into my mouth.
Words in your mouth. Well, if you think so, I'm going to leave it alone. But I'm going to tell you right now, the shit you said, if people was on the phone listening to it, it was
a
anyway
shit
that 41
it ain't
is a bad track.
That's because, listen, that's because whoever thinking that, that's the way they can think. I know what I said. The show is recorded.
Okay.
Don't play it back. Call me back and say, B, my bad. I apologize. You know,
Mr. B, I wasn't coming there.
I didn't say nothing.
Mr. B, I ain't got no bad memory. I don't fuck around. I don't drink, smoke, do no motherfucking drugs. So when I hear something, I get it straight.
You couldn't. You backpedaling right now. You couldn't.
Maybe the way
everything
you, said,
was
maybe the way you said it, you didn't think it come out like that. But that's the way it came out to me.
Well, goddamn. You should be a trillionaire because you can read minds.
Nah, I don't try to read no motherfucking mind.
But you just read mine because you said it was what you thought I said last night.
And you said
man.
What you
Knock
said,
on,
man.
You?
And I ain't the only one
took, no,
I,
you
I
took
ain't
it
the only
you
one
took
that
it.
Way. I ain't the only
man,
one
you
took
and
that
whoever
way.
The fuck took it, y'all took it that way. That's all.
Okay.
I never said don't go to 41. I ain't saying none of that shit. I don't even talk like they talk.
No,
I'm
you said you, say you ain't going to rate. You said you are not going to rate that 41.
I said again, I'm going to say it again slow. For my money, go somewhere where it's sticky. And I'm going to break your motherfucking neck. No name or no track never came up.
Are you just talking in
so
general?
Where the that's the way I want to gamble my money, ain't it? You going to run your car on the gravel road?
I mean, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm at,
ain't nothing wrong
you
with
say,
that.
Yeah.
To me.
Did y'all hear what he just said?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. The way you want to gamble your money, ain't nothing wrong with that. But the phrases you kind of
okay,
use,
so what's, kinda, but what's the issue?
If you ask anybody,
you got,
if you ask
hey,
anybody that heard you talking last night, guess what? Ask them how they thank you, what you, they think you were saying.
Well, listen, Eddie, I must be doing something right. You got me in the
I ain't take it like that, though, Eddie. I might be a little strange.
Because
I didn't get it like that.
I got a question to ask y'all. I'm listening to y'all.
Come on.
Well, how the hell did Tony Bam come up here off the trailer with Pocket Chain? He never had Pocket
yes,
Chain
sir.
Down 41 and flew down that time.
Oh,
on the radio.
Flew down that motherfucker. That's right.
So you're supposed to be the number
how
three,
Pocket
but,
Chain get
okay,
out through there?
Yes. I got
okay, Leon.
Okay.
Some, hey, one of y'all
got
background.
Huh?
Somebody got background on.
I don't know who that is.
Here we go again. Leaking.
I don't understand that. I love 41.
I understand what I heard what he said. I understand what Mr.
Out,
B said for his money.
For
his
right.
money.
He couldn't go down there the way he wanted to
right.
go down there. And he don't want to go down there for his money like that.
Okay, and I'm going to say this here.
Right,
I'm going to say this here.
Right.
They swam in that race. Now, I don't remember who race was that Tony come up here for? Was it Ron race or Sam race? More likely it was Ron race.
I can't remember
that
who race
it was. That might have been a big drag race. That might have been a big drag race, wasn't it? I don't remember.
The
I
point
too,
I'm
but
making
I know
they docked it on the surface to be able to do something like that. Okay, I'm not knocking what he could his car do it or could his car not do it. He might have had a tune-up in his car that he felt it would go down there. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I see where everybody swings. I didn't never say I don't patronize with 41. I said for my money. Niggas is struck.
And
I said, for my money.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did say that. You did say for your money.
He said, I'm going to be at 41 on the 24th.
He said, when they
run. 41 on the 24th. I just ain't running down there with that car that I'm
right.
running.
He said,
my money.
He said all that.
That's all I said. That's all I said.
So what happened?
Now,
what's the fuck?
But I'm not understanding. My thing is this. I want to say something because the thing that I heard. My thing is, everybody is entitled to do what they want to do. I understand what you're saying, Eddie. I ain't talking about what you said about what you heard Mr. B say.
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Some people come off the trailer. Some people do this. You race how you want to race. I mean, I'm not
right.
understanding. The man should be able to race how he wants to race. But I understand what you're saying, Eddie, if you feel that he bashed the track. But I'm saying what Leon just said had nothing to do with it. He said, if Tony Bynes flew down there, whoop de doo. Mr. B came down there, so he don't want to go down there, motherfucker. There shouldn't be nothing wrong with that. I don't understand.
I understand Mr. B and them got a drag radio car. So if you don't want to sit there and change the tune up, I can understand why he don't want to go down. But all I'm saying, if you're going to do
that's
it,
right. That's right.
Make sure that's what you're saying. Don't leave it open to get people like my dumb ass to look at what he's saying and feel that he backs the track.
Hello. I get it, but
it's
can I say this, though, Eddie?
It's a tune issue. It's the reason you don't want to go around.
I ain't saying Mr. B saying this, but ain't we entitled to make mistakes?
2817.
He could have made a mistake if he made that, but
yeah,
he didn't mean that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's all. Yeah, he's saying it now, so that clear everything up. If the same people listen to
right,
the show
right.
Now,
well, he probably
felt
like
wrong
he felt
idea.
Like the way
not,
the way
not
he
did.
Now they
clean it up. Now it's clean up.
What up, Easy Money?
Right. So I like, you know, I like that.
Yeah, but like I said, Eddie, I ain't on that running into you and all that. I ain't saying this and that. I ain't on here trying to juggle at you. I want you to get your facts straight when you got my name in your mouth. That's why I asked you was you on the show.
Yeah.
Not one time that I said 41 ain't there.
Yeah, I was on the
ain't
show,
ain't.
Mr.
Don't
B.
Come
I don't,
there. Don't
I
don't, do that.
I don't go by he say shit
right,
when it's something like that. I was on the show.
But that's what I'm saying.
What
I said
was
pertaining only to Chuck. Only
look,
to Chuck.
Look,
I said, you, if you try to get on that track, Chuck.
Hey, Mr. B, if I got wrong, interpreted wrong what you said, I apologize, but that's the way I felt you was talking. And we just discussing it, and we getting it straight. And while we getting it straight, the other people probably thought like I thought is also getting it straight. You see what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to have this discussion.
Yes.
So now it came out to why you really don't want to race at 41. And it ain't you saying the track is bad. You letting people know right now that you it ain't that ain't the reason you don't want to go around 41 because it ain't right for your car. It's just as simple as that. So you gotta go to what like Ken say, and get your best time out of. And I can understand that.
Well, that's all I'm saying over it's like this here. Now if I go somewhere else. And every nigga that be going to 41, they go anywhere else, they go see that, okay, my car picked up right here, and it's working better over here than it worked over here. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I sat down with the track owner, and I suggested to him what he should do to make his track magnificent. He's got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's on him. Okay?
Right.
It's like when everybody's jumping up and down, he timed out. But no motherfucker ain't sit down and said nothing. The track owner said, hey, listen, Mr. B, we just fixed the timing equipment some days before that event. The lightning had struck the track. I didn't tell him to say that. He said it to me. Then the other little motherfucker
they
who
said
was
that
the track
when it first happened.
Said,
they said that
listen,
when it first happened because they couldn't open the track.
Okay, but listen. So I heard everybody jumping up and down. Jacking off, saying what the fuck they felt. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. I ain't never timed out. The track never showed no timeout. Most of the motherfuckers only know. It's one person I could say that on here that can see the timeout, and that's Punk Kid. Because he's been going to different national events, IHRA, UDRA, AHRA, all that shit. So he sees what the timeout looked like. Show him the tape. He ain't showed him
well,
timeout.
All I know
but,
is to be on,
right,
that,
folks,
on that.
Listen,
it do look like, hold
on,
it
hold
do
on,
look
Eddie.
Like you timed out because you took so
it
long.
It looked like a lot of
people. Yeah.
They
yeah.
said OJ killed them two people, but did anybody see any footage of that? No, they ain't.
Oh, man.
From speculating. They speculating that he did it. But anyway.
Yeah.
The white folks told me that their shit was fucked up. So what does that mean? They told me this shit was fucked up. Billy told me, and then the white boy, the one that the starter said, listen, but he didn't even have to say nothing. They showed Puerto Rican Pete time, and they showed Three Lug time, and they weren't even going down the track. The shit popped up there. Explain that to me, Eddie. How that happened? But motherfuckers running dick fucking saying what they think I did. But I'm asking you a question. How do your EP just pop up on the board? But the white
Mr. B,
said,
when that happened?
The white
Mr. B,
said,
when that happened? Last night? It happened last night? They was discussing?
Last night. Yeah. Last
no,
night.
I said what you talking about, what they was talking about, that just talk, got to do with
yeah,
last night?
Yeah, last night. Yeah.
I had missed that. I went on it last night.
Yeah, I text you, Leon, and you said you wasn't on.
Yeah, I wasn't on, though.
I understand. You texted me and said you wasn't on. Because I'm really
right,
talking
right.
to – I jumped on that fucking with Lenny. Okay? Then Relly come out the background with his raggedy ass saying something about get a car. So I said, this is a stupid-ass nigga here, man, raggedy mouth motherfucker. You don't know what I got. He just want to hear what – my fucker want to hear a story. That's Bebop talk. I'm not going to tell a motherfucker nothing. All they're showing on this show is a bunch of motherfucking future rats. If something happens, niggas going to jail.
Lord have mercy.
That's all they're showing. Get your own car. Is that your car, nigga? We bet money. I said, really? What about the money? I'm going to borrow some money then. I must have some good credit. I can walk right up to the mouse man right now. Meet him wherever he at, mouse. I need $2,000 if you got it. Just watch how long it's going to take to get to me.
I'm sure
we'll
get to
him. So, that must have said something. It's got to say something. They said all this shit, not the one on one. Quit talking that gangster shit because I'll crush his ass. I can't wait till he gets started. Mm-hmm.
Lord,
I'm
going to
slap the ass on his motherfucking head. That's it. Well, somebody got some background noise. They better get their stuff together.
I just got back home.
Big brother. Oh, okay. Nothing just addressing these niggas with this weak-ass conversation they got, what they thinking, their assumptions. But anyway, like I said, I never bashed nothing. I was talking to Chuck. I got off Lenny and really started fucking with Chuck because Chuck be saying shit. Chuck be drunk. Your buddy be drunk, man.
Oh,
I'm
going
to catch him up.
Man,
he
don't,
be drunk.
My buddy don't do nothing but drink water. How you going to be drunk?
Now, listen. Now you Pinocchio. Why would you say that? I'm losing character for you, man. You know, motherfucking well, that man don't drink no water. He probably had no water in 2 years.
Damn. How long you been holding that in, Mr. B?
Oh, I'm just saying, listen, we talking shit on the phone. I don't got nothing against no Chuck. I want his money. I don't got nothing personal with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I just said what I think he can't do. That's all I said. But now I'm bashing the track. How the fuck I go from saying what he can't do to I'm bashing the track? I never said I'm not coming to 41. I love coming to 41. I'm there. Everybody's
there.
But
the
I got a car, I do have a car.
Here, they
got
to travel. That's all. You know, but I'm just saying. I know you're going to be
again,
track,
Eddie.
I hate to
everybody on the show, they've been traveling, so I'm not saying nothing is foreign. I'm trying to make them do something I ain't seen them do.
Oh,
everybody
shit.
On the phone, I've seen them in Memphis. See, yeah, I know all shit. Everybody I see, at 41,
hey,
I've seen
hey,
them.
Hey,
in
that's a, hey, B.
Uh-oh.
Since they finally opened my mic, how much you want to run with any car you got at 41?
It ain't going to happen, Chuck. Is you high or you drunk?
Hold on.
Are you both of them?
Since you think I'm drunk all the time.
Chuck, you ask some silly-ass questions. I just told you I'm not doing nothing like that at no 41 for no money. You just
I can't get down the damn track?
No, that's not what he said. Chuck, he's saying you can't get down the track, but he's not going down the track. So how y'all going to race down the track? That don't make sense.
Hey.
See what I'm saying, Eddie?
I mean, he's playing it like that. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, how much you want to bet I can go
Eddie.
Down
I know that,
the track?
But he's saying that he'll bet you that you can't go down 41. He said he'll bet you can't go down it. He never said he'll get beside you because he said he
Hold on, Ken. How much you want to bet
okay,
I can down
no
and turn all that shit on?
Okay, go ahead. Mr. B want to bet you. I ain't betting shit.
Where you at, B? How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
I'm here. I ain't never went nowhere. I don't know.
I'm asking.
$2,500 something. I don't know. $2,500,
all right, we can do that on the 24.
We might can do that. But you understand what I told you I want you to do, right? So you don't have to
I'll turn it all on.
Like you didn't understand
ass.
What I said.
I'll
see you there, Chuck.
No, you got to tell me
I thought
me
you
more
said some other shit, some gangster shit just a little while ago, a few seconds ago. I said, what did you just say?
What are you talking about?
But you didn't say that. I thought you were saying some other gangster shit.
I ain't saying nothing gangster. I'm saying what you think I can't do. And I'm willing to bet on it.
At 41.
At 41.
He did say at 41.
Yeah.
Why I was trying to straighten it out that you didn't want to run down 41. But I mean,
you got me motherfucking right. But if he let me know that, but if he want to do some gangster shit at body race, we can get in some gangster shit at body race.
Uh-oh. With what? What car you got?
Nicest to nicest, nigga to nigga.
Motherfucker, I say what car?
It's a
car. Don't be borrowing nobody car. Just tell me who car it is.
Now listen to what he's saying, man. And see, this is what I'm saying right here, now, gentlemen. Now. I could go into a turn left and go in about what the car,
who it is, who's it, you can't do this with it
and all that. I don't want to hear all that shit, nigga. You said some gangster shit.
What car?
Sign up. I got the clipboard. You want to put your name
what
on
car?
It? I'm going to have on 28 with Nikes, and the nigga going to be in the car. I'll knock your fucking back out.
No, you won't.
Knock your dumb
we
ass
can
in.
Do that.
That's what
we
I'm waiting
do
on.
That.
Knock your dumb ass in here. Come on, motherfucker.
Just tell me what
come
car.
On. I don't.
What
you
car?
Just said, come on. It's a car. It's a car. It's not going to be a bicycle. It's not going to be an apple.
Just tell me what
car.
Hey, ask him is the car.
It's a car.
Hey, Chuck, ask him is the car from here.
Hey, Eddie.
Thank you, Chuck.
Just stay out of
it. Thank you, Chuck. It's a car. Do you want some action or not? You talking to gangster?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I got the
gangster
clipboard.
Whatever car, you got a car. We can do that.
I just
whatever
you
car
the
we got.
Chuck, I said, nigga going to be driving it. On 28, it's on Nikes. How clear do
it
you
don't matter who drive my damn car I'm bringing.
I didn't never tell you who to drive your car, Chuck. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying, so you ain't got to say the nigga
I'm
going
to beat you to sleep, man. I'm going to beat you to sleep. It's just that simple.
No, you ain't.
So that's the money
you
drinking.
I want
you
to bet me that money. I can't get down 41.
Chuck, I said I would do it.
You had so much
shit to
say last night.
Well, let's hear. I know I'm working y'all nerves. You niggas can twist this shit.
You ain't working my
nerves. I'm talking. I'm twisting.
You don't
I'm bashing the track.
You don't even count my world.
Okay, that's good. So why are you asking about a car?
So how the fuck do you think you could be working my car?
Mouse man, I don't count in this world, so he's going to jump on my ass. What's the hold up?
I'm just saying. You think you count my
Pinocchio.
World, you don't.
Pinocchio. It ain't making no sense, man.
So,
I don't count in your world, so,
you
so get on my ass. You want to take my ass down, put some sprinkles and sugar
on
it. You like sugar? We going to run in Memphis, man, if you want to run.
We going to do both.
But then
of.
I'm going to address that. I'm going to address that other shit on that day.
What other shit, man?
About you
don't
getting down the track.
Don't
talk and
cry and tell me what
the
fuck you got to say. Man.
I told you that last night, Chuck.
You told me
you
what?
You got memory lapse? I want you to turn
you
everything
must
the fuck you got
memory
on.
Lapse. I know what you said, and I'm ready to bet.
I decided I wasn't going to bet you, Chuck. I said, we're going to do it.
But
I like that.
Do it on the 24.
Just for the amount of money and everything.
24 becoming
Chuck, I never said no. I never said no.
But you ain't said shit. That's the problem. You trying to talk around and shit.
I think you had one too many.
Yeah, I done had one too many. That's what you think. All that circle ass talking.
Hey Eddie, I peeped what you did as well. I know that's your buddy and you speaking up for him. That ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
you come off the roof.
I don't need
nobody
motherfucker on the phone to stick up for me.
Chuck, we know you don't need nobody.
Hey,
man,
y'all,
you
ain't nobody
your own
so until you do give me an answer, do you want to bet that what your mouth said yesterday?
I just said, Chuck, 2,500, 3,000 on the 24th. I'll be at 41 if it's the Lord's will. What the fuck
that
is
that? I can
you
get
got
down
a comprehensive
track.
Problem?
No, I just...
The way I said it, man. The way I said it. You keep leaving that part out.
The way you said it. What did you say, B?
I'm going to leave you alone because you're going back and forth. You're going back
and forth. Just run your fucking mouth like
you said. You got to cut all your nitrous on. You got to cut all your nitrous on.
And I will do that. For $2,500, I bet I'll make it down the track.
Yep. Okay, sir.
Uh-oh.
Now, when you want me to bring the money to the tent? When do you want me to bring the money to
the tent? You ain't got to bring no money to the tent, man. You're doing some drunk talking.
No, no, no. Money on the wood makes it that good.
I ain't gonna never fuck with no nigga on the phone without putting money on the wood. Probably one or two on here. The only way I'm gonna do that.
Who that be?
Is you crazy?
That'll be me, Mr. B.
Well, I don't really care what you wanna do. I don't care what you wanna do. I'm telling you what I'm gonna do.
Get the other boss away.
So we could do that on the 25th or whatever. On the 20th.
24. Sir, just leave it alone.
So I ain't trying to leave it alone. I want your ass to get down.
Okay, sir.
Now, should I give 10 and 2500 tomorrow?
If you just give 2500, you just be the game 2500. I just told you. Once again,
oh,
I'm going to have a confidence problem. I'm going to leave you alone.
You keep going in circles.
You want to keep repeating myself. I'm going to leave that alone. Too many red flags.
All right, Eddie. I knew he wasn't on shit.
I hear you, Joe.
I'm going on mute. Thanks for opening my mic.
Don't go on mute, Chuck. Don't go on mute, Chuck. They need to hear from me. Don't go on, sir. I'm going to mute, sir. Eddie, are you straight now with your comprehension?
Yeah, I'm straight,
going on,
bro.
What was said? Okay.
I'm straight.
Hey,
Levi. We have about discussion this. The
hey,
other
what
people
up,
that
Lisa?
Thought that way straight, too.
So you think 41 ain't capable of holding the radio type cars up here?
I know for a fact they're not because the track ain't prepped me, and you know better than that.
No. What I'm saying, I have seen 41 track was prepped. I seen 41 track prepped because they had the peepers up in here. Now the peepers that couldn't get down the track, it was something wrong with their party because you got a person can come up here and sit there all day and walk down that track and go down through that track. And put some numbers up there and make them up for them on the race there. He didn't have no tune with him.
I'm saying that because
all I'm hearing now, we study every year. Every year we got people coming up here and everybody's saying the same thing. Now, I also experienced they go to another track and they still can't get out their way. I've seen that. Now that I heard that, I've seen that more now. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, explain this to me real quick. That Nova that Raylo got, do you think that's an extremely fast car?
Can you say that again? I ain't hear you.
Is Raylo car, in your opinion, do you think that's an extremely fast car?
No.
Well,
no.
Why didn't you have to foot brake his car to go down 41?
I'm gonna say this, and I hope it don't go no further. I'm gonna say this.
You know it's gonna go further to the moon.
No, because I can't say that. If that's the fact, me and Raylo just alike, and I can go down that track. He got bigger tires than I got.
But I just asked you a question.
Sometimes you got to go out of your way and get some help. You know. You just can't buy no car and expect to go down no track. Because I bought a car and couldn't get out my own way. It wouldn't go straight. So I had to reach out. I had to go reach out. That car Raylo got should go down that track.
Wow.
But what they're doing, I don't know. That car should go down the track every time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to point that out, but I'm watching.
I really want to say something.
I really want to say something, but I'm going to
set myself
up. Don't
say nothing, baby. Don't say nothing. That's
man,
right. Be
because,
quiet.
Man, that boy,
be
that
quiet,
boy,
baby.
That boy had
baby,
that twin
be
turbo.
Quiet.
That boy had that twin turbo car. That boy had that twin turbo car. Lucas. Lucas had that twin turbo car. He won like $20,000. And he, yeah, man, I promise you, man. I was at the track, man. We was at 3:30. And, man, he had to turn the car down. He had to actually turn the car down to get down the track, bro, on the rear. The track ain't going to hold no real power, bro. I ain't going to even front. I ain't going to say what it can hold and what it can do and this and that. I'm just saying that car got down.
Hold on. What do you call real power? Because I know somebody got a,
it was a twin.
I know somebody got a 69. I know somebody got a 69 Camaro. The world didn't even pay no attention. Went up there, went up to 41, and he went 42 with that goddamn 69 Camaro on the 275
at 41. Hey, Leon, it's either one of the two. You ETN or you ain't got enough.
I'm not going to argue with that. It's all. I won't go back to what Bishop B said. I won't go back for a minute, though. Back to that Nova Rato them got, Mr. B.
Mm-hmm.
You there, B?
Yes, I'm here.
So what you saying that Nova Rate on them guys couldn't grab hold to the track? If I'm saying it right.
Or if you take skin words,
no.
I don't know how you take that or not.
I mean we could almost put something together because this is how you show if you've been racing long enough.
Okay, Lisa, check this out.
I bet
a G ball. Hold on, Leo. I bet $1,000 with Raylo. Watch. He let the brake go and he's knocking the tires on. Cops damn near swaying the ass around. I said, man, what's wrong with that car? Brand new tire. Big motherfucking balloon on it. Sunny outside.
Sounds like
beautiful.
A tuna problem.
Yeah.
He
ain't
got
no
nitrogen
on no right. But he ain't got no nitrogen on. And he's knocking them off, right? But I come in with a ton of nitrous, and I come in, a majority, 90% of my race at 41 been off the trailer. I make way more power than he making, and I can go down through there. What did they tell you?
Okay, I never said.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, Leon.
He got
that's
me.
What
he
got about. So you think Raylo got a tune-up problem on the test?
He might have a chassis problem. Because
he's
got a horsepower.
He's been down that track before with that car. You seen
hey,
it doing, I've seen it doing, but.
Yes. Every day is a different day. But I'm a proven point. I come off the trailer all the time with no shakedown. And I go straight down that track with no problem. And I'm turning on some shit. I'm not turning on nothing little. Sometimes we have to go back and make some changes on those cars.
Yes, sir.
I know what my car can do at 41. I know what my car can do at a lot of tracks. Only track I always got tricky with was fucking Hollis Free. Ain't enough. Can you hear these sounds? You know what I'm saying? Hold on, baby. I think they got to go make some changes. Cause the cars, you know, when stuff get loose, ET 60-foot changes. You know when you're doing that.
Hey Leon, let me ask you a question now. Real quick question. Now I don't wanna be real long. Can you go down junkyard with your car? That's the junkyard, the old junkyard. Could you go down junkyard off the trail?
Lord have mercy.
I'm not with the junkyard with my car. I never went to junkyard with my car. My car ain't never been to junkyard.
You better not never go with it, dude.
No, I ain't. It ain't expensive enough for me.
Crash and
that
burn.
Enough. Yeah. That,
you
got to put that. Well, we experienced that already.
It's gonna run 2 months mile per hour. That's why you gonna crash. You gonna run 2 months mile per hour.
Now, the same track that baby just brought up.
Run ET all you want to.
Hold on, baby. Hold on,
mile per hour. Goddamn it, slow that song going down. Come on, bro.
Hold on for me, baby. I done watched them wet the track up, sweep it, spray it, drag it, and every goddamn thing in your book.
Mm-hmm.
I told my partner, I said, Don, don't take the notebook to the track. You know better. Don't take that car to no candy when you try to get out of the track. What did he do? He go right up there and struck that motherfucker into the wall, crashed and burned. He didn't even want to call me, man. You told me don't go.
Man, not the junkyard.
I know they did. That shit, that's what it is, the fucking junkyard. That's it. You can take that daily driver shit up there and chill out if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get no shit up there running something deep. That shit's going to blow the tires off. You're going to lose your money. Possibly tell your car.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all.
Well, we experienced that with three-wheel car. Three-wheel car got destroyed in the junkyard.
Well, there you go again. I had kind of forgot about certain places. But what I'm saying
now,
is,
listen,
these are facts. I'm not making
nothing
up. I bet with Raylo. I'm standing there watching.
Hey,
he can't even use the trans brake. He raced his car twice and that can use brakes. Man, time. I said, man, what the fuck is going on with the racetrack? I watched him shake it down in another lane. Then he decided he's going to go to the other side and try them, but he felt, let me use my fucking foot brake, but his other shit ain't going to work. Because if he didn't use his trans brake, he really would have punished Vaughn in there. Facts. But,
hey,
we have to get on it. Again, I'm not bashing 41. All I'm saying is, y'all bringing up Tony Vines and different people that came, that you ain't bringing up the fact that the track had been prepped. Motherfucker paid for the prep. But when the car was really going down that track, Vaughn paid. He paid his money. Sham paid his money.
But hey, I'm gonna say this here. A lot of people, you got to go walk down the track and see what you working with. I used to go up there.
Ooh.
I used to go up there and just go down there. I don't do that no more. I go up there and see what my car like. I know what I know what the temperature got to be for my car to go down the track. I know what them tires like and what they don't like. I'm going to go see what I got to go down through before I go up and just go down through this. Things have changed with my program. So I'm not just going to get up there and unleash it. I'm going to go up there and walk that track, see what I like, see what the temperature is. I know what my car wants. I'm not just gonna go down there like
now,
I used to.
Leon, can I ask you a question? Do you believe your car runs faster and like, just say, like, we took a motorcycle. I'm gonna use myself in hindsight. We took a motorcycle up to Jersey, right? We took a motorcycle up to Jersey. That motherfucker ran faster than it ever ran. It never ran that fast in the state of Illinois. But when we took it up to Jersey, that bitch ran so motherfucking fast, we were tickle pink. So you saying,
Mr. B. Where you at?
I'm on here, Eddie. I'm on here. I'm just trying to get
that was Big Sham and Leroy race that Tony Bynum was at. It wasn't Vaughn.
Okay, so the track was prepped. That's when Leroy and them spent the money to get the dude to prep the track.
Yeah. But that's who race was at.
Right. So I remember Sham paid money to get the track prepped. So you're going to see a motherfucker go down the tracks. They had already told Tony Bynum what they was doing. He looked at the flyer, and here he come. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Big Sam had a conversation today, and I explained to him, and I said, listen, some things got misinterpreted. Some people, that's the way they look at it. But I never said anything negative about 41. Even the fact, like, I called Billy when the shit was fucked up with the tree. But he never said nothing. He kept telling me what people were saying and what I was trying to do and this and that. I didn't get mad with the man. I still patronized with the man and everything because I let the shit go. It's nothing. I'm bigger than that. Let's keep going. I love 41.
Yeah.
But just right now, I'm not going to gamble my money at no 41. You got to take me somewhere where it's sticky at. I'll come off the trailer. I'll do something crazy, probably.
Right.
Because I know what, what these other tracks will do. That's a fact. You can fuck me out of everything I got. Take me to goddamn Holly Springs. Take me to Steel. Fuck me out of everything I got. All other shit, you can kiss my ass. Get your ass somewhere where it's sticky and watch what happens. Ain't going to be waiting around at 8 o'clock until it cool off. I'm going to get your ass in the daylight when the sun is up. Right off the motherfucking trailer. I ain't be waiting, holding the tires with a blanket on them and fucking with the tire pressures. Get your ass on up there because they just do different things with how they do it. Now, I've talked to Billy, like I said before. I said, Billy, the Midwest will get behind you. People will rent the track a lot more room, but they're not going to come if you ain't spending no money on that. It's simple for them to come up here because now what they got to do, they got to keep turning their car down and down and down and go down the track. So when you got this motherfucker running, like Ken said in the 12, what good is that? You can travel 500 miles or something a little less than that, and you run the twins. You crazy as fuck. It ain't going to go. Now, with that, show that glue. Show inventory of that glue. A rotator. This and that. Some new tractors and shit. You're working on the track. Watch this. Here it comes. Oh, right there. Watch the spectators. They're coming. That's all they want to see. Everywhere in the South,
but see, we
doing the same.
But
shit.
See, we don't. But listen, see, we don't got that up here. I didn't see. Shamlin race should have been bigger than that, B. And they got the people to come up in there and do that. A third of them left their cars at home. So I can't say
hey,
we don't know what's
the
next kind of money,
the
and then the people don't come and support.
That's the same thing my bone was saying. With when you rent a track and you got an event and if you want to get your own people in there to do what they need to do, get your own people. Only thing he just said, only thing Mudbone said is this shit. This only thing I got from my analogy is that when they have a race that's prep for a bit that they like to have, they prep it the way they like to prep it. Now, when I have a bit the way I want to prep it, and I call Bebop in and say, Bebop, can you spray the tractor? I'm going to pay for it, and I'm going to do everything else. They won't allow you to do it. That's the only thing that he said. He didn't say anything that no more than no less. He didn't say no more, no less. That's what I got from him. Now you can't.
Somebody sound like you're wrestling
you big,
on this motherfucker.
You big time Willie.
Man,
Bacon.
I don't know what the hell going on, Eddie.
You big time Willie Bacon, Leon. Yeah, you going down the track. It's safety. You got everything you supposed to have, everything. They probably put some glue down a little bit here to the 60-foot. You can get down the track with you big time. But
hey,
most
hey,
back,
hey,
what
hey,
are
baby.
Me?
Leon know
baby.
What to do to go
baby.
Down 41, and then he can go down south and go down a motherfucking drag radio track with the same
exactly.
guys on because he know the adjustments
to
make.
He know the adjustments to do. So don't get mad at
that's
somebody
right.
else because they said something different from your opinion. Everything is opinion.
You still talking and you ain't never drove no car.
I'm sorry, Skin.
Okay. But I got a pitch.
I told you when they talk about motorcycles, I want you to lead the pack. Goddamn.
Well, Eddie, like I'm going back into what I was saying first. I never bashed the track. Nothing said I won't patronize with the track. None of that. Every time they got the door open, I'm there with somebody's event or I hear about somebody's grudge or whatever they're doing. And that was my point. And then Chuck was talking about something different about what he had going on, and I was just fucking with Chuck. That's all. So that's what it was. Then, because like I said, it started with they were talking about the King of the West Side. I said, who the fuck is the King of the West Side? They said, really? I said, who the fuck he ain't? He's a big in the motherfucking suite.
Damn,
nigga,
push me down, man. Get a nigga, push me down.
Damn.
Damn. Man, y'all mama hang the show up, man.
Uh-oh. You don't like him? Leon,
somebody got
you don't
a lot
like
of background
like
noise.
No, I'm trying to hear what you said, but I can't hear. See, when you say something, your words get cut off because you got noise in the background.
I mean,
I ain't getting nothing out of you. You just get bits and pieces. I don't know what you said. I was trying to listen to you.
Now they done quiet down now. Sound like they quiet down now, Leon.
Yeah, so I thought I just heard a preacher blowing here. I heard he been cutting up too.
You did.
God damn preacher. Well, listen, this is America. He entitled to cut up. Time to cut up. Ooh, wee. It's going to be nice weather for me.
They ain't going to cut your ass up, Mr. B.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. It's sure going to
Hey, but Mr. B, you ain't got to ask him what I said.
Come on now.
Hey, Mr. B, you ain't got to ask nobody. You got to ask me.
Uh-oh. I didn't ask nobody nothing, man. What's with the block of the company?
You know. No, you didn't
say
anything.
Speak correctly on the phone.
They just told you.
I ain't asking about nothing.
They told you I was cutting up. You welcome to ask me anything you want to ask me, Mr. B.
Oh, that's what he talking about, B. You said you heard he was cutting up. He did say that. He said you can ask him. Ask him what
preacher boy, I know what you said. You said what you said. I know who you are.
I ain't going nowhere.
I ain't cutting you.
Mr. B, is you gonna get a hold of the old preacher boy? That's what I want to know.
Man, I'm gonna skin his ass like you do a catfish.
Now I'm gonna tell you what he said. Now, preacher boy,
come on with.
He ain't drawing on none of y'all. If y'all get in his motherfucking way, he's knocking y'all ass out. You,
that's exactly what I said.
Leon, he don't give a fuck who it is. Y'all get in his way. Y'all come up with a race. He's knocking y'all ass out. That's what he said.
Damn.
Well, I
said, Leon,
hard.
Give me the brush back tie, anything. I'm beating his ass. I didn't sugarcoat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard what you said to Leon, and I expressed what I said to Leon in front of you because you said a couple of races that I love and I adore. The first one is the back tie. And I said, Leon, beat his ass to sleep. Two, you said you're going to run his head up this clear. I said, Leon, again, beat him to fuck to sleep. Leakin stood back on his motherfucking pumps and said, Bebop, you're going to do basically what I want him to do.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be. I said, Leon, run your program now.
Now, let me tell you what I said.
I'm better with it.
I said, why Mr. B won't get one of them cars? He got to beat Preacher Boy motherfucking ass. He'll beat your ass to sleep. If you come get in his fucking way, you get in his way, he ain't going to draw on you motherfuckers. But if you get in his way, tear y'all ass up.
So how you get in his way? That's what I need to know.
I guess draw on him.
Okay.
Say something to him.
Okay.
You know,
on,
if you come
on,
to him saying you want to play, you know, but he just really having fun right now. But if y'all say something
ready.
To him, right.
Yeah, I'm going
to kill him. Say something to him, he's coming to kill.
That's right. I don't have anything to say about that. We're going to play. Because he got a lot of guns aimed at him, so
anybody else knows that I'm going to race. I'm going to let the break go. Y'all
Preacher
know
boy,
I'm from the race.
You're wasting your breath. Everybody know you're going to race. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
I mean, if they don't, they had a comprehension problem. You're going to race. I don't have anything, nothing to say. I don't have a whole lot to say right now because I'm not going to be ready.
Mr. D, I only said that because I don't want whoever's on the show, I don't want them to think that, well, Preacher Boy ain't said nothing to me. He made a public service announcement. I ain't bothering nobody. if they get in my fucking way, I'm fucking them up. If we come up with it. So he wants to come to him. So I don't want nobody to be scared to come to him thinking that he won't, he ain't saying nothing to them. Because he don't want to say nothing to y'all. He wants y'all to say something to him.
Gotcha. Copy that.
He the king of the west side. He the veteran. He wants y'all to come to him.
Now, I definitely could have went for him getting the king of the west side over Lily. I'm like, really?
Well, I mean, he the motherfucking chief.
But you hear what I said? I said I could have swayed toward him saying that, but I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, but, you know. Richard? You think you want king over sweets?
Preacher boy phone fucking up.
You need to buy him another phone.
Preacher boy. Sound like you 10 miles away from that motherfucker. I heard something.
I don't even want to get Sweets on here because Sweets going to get to acting belligerent and shit. And it's not just
using
all that
profanity. Since I got both of y'all on, I want to ask a question. I'm going to ask B-Bob a question. I want to ask Skin a question. When Hood Rat and Ruby Red got done with that 41, and y'all was standing the motherfuckers up, goddammit, I was like, I believe that's the finish line. Me and Spook was at the finish line. We got goddamn, when they gonna run? When they gonna do this and do that? And come to find out, there was something wrong with somebody's car. And Knucklehead said, that motherfucker Knucklehead stupid. That motherfucker say, the bitch motherfucker didn't want to run, cause he got damn skin can't drive the car. Skin standing that motherfucker, you see the whole bottom of that bitch. Skin, you remember
but
that?
But I thought you said you had a question, I ain't gonna fuck.
The question I wanted to ask, when you got that with all the captain and motherfuckers, how did you feel in that bitch?
When I did what?
when you were checking the car with the knife, goddammit.
Okay, go ahead.
How did it feel, goddamn, when you checking that motherfucker was standing up, oh, we were red, was standing up in there?
Okay, I'm finna tell you, and I'm finna act like you. I felt with my hands, motherfucker. I was feeling with my hands.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, B-Bop, I was feeling with my hands, motherfucker.
You're entertaining.
That's how I feel.
My.
That's what it felt like. It felt like I was playing with my hands, baby. What was the question you were going to ask Mr. B? Hello? What happened
to
you? You got on the motorcycle? Yeah.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, shorty.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was there. I don't remember you. Y'all were hanging them high. I don't remember the
fuck
you up in the air.
I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I checked that motherfucker one time. I wanted to see if there was any glue on the track. I wanted to see if there was any glue on the motherfucking track. And call it
Ow! Hey!
Vic. Hey, I was fucking with Vic last night. I want to know how did they feel. But I fucked CJ up when they let me hung him on CJ's shoulders. This fella is talking about knucklehead. Motherfucking knucklehead must have called you from wherever he is. High school or college. What the fuck you talking about, man?
Oh, man.
What the fuck is you talking about? You know how many times I engaged Knucklehead the Cottonmouth, motherfucker. Shit. You know how many times he gave me the Cottonmouth? Motherfucker, we go back and forth with that shit.
Lord, him
real talk. Show his ass up on South Chicago. He come back, broke my ass up. I took his ass on Dobie, tore his ass up. Come on. Then I tore his ass up with that old weak-ass red truck. He cut my ass up on South Chicago. Man, we going back and forth. Shit.
You got a point there, Shorty.
Listen, it's just rivalry, competitiveness. That's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? Two cats. Or three cats ain't scared to gamble. I mean, because we laid around and waited on me. I said, man, ain't no way for us taking this nigga this long to show up at this motherfucking election. He's doing something. Stupid motherfucker. I still care. I knew it was going on. I don't give a fuck. Come on. I ain't saying nothing to my buddy. I'm just looking at him. I said, man, what the fuck? Ain't no taking that damn long.
Mr. B, tell me that. Let me drive that Lexus. Is there anything I need to know? Man, good God almighty. Man, that shit was funny in the motherfucker.
Listen, I try a lot of different things because I've seen different things. How far they talk. So when I hear them get on the show and say things like, it's your own car. Man, get you a life, motherfucker. I check the bag with other people's cars, with my cars. It don't make no difference to gambling money.
Hey, Mr. B called me one day and borrowed me and the car.
I said, just get over here.
Oh, man.
And we took a motherfucker. We bet a motherfucker their old car. I said, Mr. B, I don't want that junk. Give me the money, motherfucker. You take the car. He said, fuck it, no problem. He took the car and sold that motherfucker.
Listen, I called him over to the west side, Punk Kid, and I said, he said, B, this ain't what you think it is. I said, what do you mean? I'm looking dumbfounded. This is when Cucumber was a virgin.
Sure
I
was.
Said, what do you mean? He said, B, this ain't what you think. I said, okay, man, Kid, he left with that motherfucker on Austin. He had eastbound. I subbed it to grab the wing on it and said, look, go home, because this motherfucker ain't doing nothing. I said, that's it, Mouth? He said, what you looking for to do, B? I said, fuck it. I believe in you. Just give it. And we went on and gambled. Fucked the shit right on up.
Hey, then when the cucumber was mine, for those who say, I ain't got my own car, it ain't mine.
Oh, man.
It kills me with this shit about a car. Get your own car.
Hey, D-Bot. Hey. Well, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. At least three or four of these cars, did y'all see me driving that ain't mine? It was mine first. Hey, I'm just a smart motherfucker. I sold it to them and kept on racing.
You got a point there, Sean.
They said it to me. I don't give a fuck. RBL drop top used to be mine. The Red Nova was mine. Hey, couple cars Brad had was mine. Look, you own it, motherfucker. You gonna race the motherfucker.
But they're killing me, Eddie, with this get your own car. How do you know it ain't my car? How you telling me to get my own money? How you telling me to get my own money?
And that's something they shouldn't worry about anyway. If they want to race that car, it don't matter who owns it.
If I'm somebody in your group, I don't give a fuck what car it is. We've been doing this since the beginning of time. I'm sorry. Punk it can be my witness. Motherfuckers been going to get this body, somebody car. I'm finna call JoJo them. I'm finna call Willie them. Willie them come over there. They got a car. I don't give a fuck how much money Willie them got.
You have to have money.
But I'm hearing them, and they're going to crank me up, and I'm going to check their ass and let them know.
Hey, B-Bop, man.
Shit y'all says y'all. Hey, I don't think it's y'all. Yeah.
Hey, B-Bop, how many times, I think that was Big June or somebody.
Come on, Shorty.
How many times they went and got Terrio? They went and got Terrio. They put a motor in Terrio car.
Man, they was using Terrio like a slug.
Not the chicken, man. Not the chicken, man.
Material like he was a slut. But, I mean, it's a long line. Terry, listen, I can sit here and judge your Terry or Terry. You ain't never had nothing. You had them dumbass 396s. You ain't never was on nothing. Motherfucker gave you something, and you put it in your car. That's only how you was winning. That shit you said it was yours, you was getting beat to sleep with it. But I don't do all that. I want his money. Yeah. He got a long line of motherfuckers helping him put motors in his car. Helping him out, put fuel pumps and transmissions in his car. Gets drivers and shit. Yeah. I remember one night, kid, I don't know if you remember, Skin, you might remember. Maybe somebody on the phone might remember. When Turk was living.
Mm-hmm.
Richard offered his interior. Come on, man. Richard don't fuck with no Terrio. Stop.
Yeah, I remember, motherfucker.
But listen, hey, this my car.
I be laughing. Mr. B be like, no, come on, man, look at that picture. Mr. B, I saw the picture already, motherfucker, fuck him.
Kid, one night, we out there, and I see Marvin, Country Pimp, Bud, and Big Richard. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever known them guys be buddy-buddy? With a race car or anything?
Mm-mm.
It was that night. I looked at the mountain. I said, look across the street. I said, look, tell me what you see. He said, what the fuck you talking about, man? He said, I see them over there. I said, them people, they like oil and water. They
don't mix.
That motherfucker. The grass don't fuck with them.
I said, fuck a Bebop.
And I said, Miles, what could I get? He said, well, Bebop, I'm going to let you get 400. I didn't say nothing. Miles bet the whole 8,300.
By myself, but they said he talking about this money shit. I was by my motherfucking self.
Listen, I wanted more money, punk kid, but I was happy with the 400. I burned him out. And that man blast away from there and blow them people's socks off.
It wasn't nothing but me and Mr. B. Wasn't no constituents with me. Wasn't none with B. B said, fuck it, I got you, Mouth. Look at that picture over there. I said, man, fuck them. Fuck them.
And that's what I'm saying about when people say, well, who car it is. I don't know who car. I don't give a fuck who car it is. I'm listening to what they're saying on the phone, and they're going to crank me up one of these days. They're coming real soon. And I'm going to say, listen, man, I know about what's going on. You ain't nothing. He was nothing until he got involved in the program. Stop.
Bebop, tell him what they were saying after that. When you helped me out, you was burning me out, and then you helped me a couple more times. They said I got Bebop motor in the car.
Yeah, he got his motor. His motor must be in the car. I said, what? Because I'm helping him?
They said, Mr. B, motor must be in the car. He's been with me and helping me. And I was giving Mr. B peanuts. Oh, man, you can get 400 of
it. I didn't say nothing, man, but took it.
We been $8,700, man. $8,700. Then they come back scared to death. They couldn't bet number 6,000 the second time. Blow
and
my
fuck him up, man.
Fuck
me up. I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't even ran.
Yeah. Hey, B, if I could turn back the hands of time.
Park Kid, I want you to let these guys know, maybe in some races, but how many times have you coached CWM or Frog or a Lump or whoever, a dog in the train, motherfucker? Off what you saw.
Say that again, Brian, because I didn't get it. Say that again.
How many times have you pointed the long arm of the law and said, get them motherfuckers over there? It wasn't your cause, but you told your constituents, fuck them, go and get them. And they got on their folks' ass and tore their ass up.
That's just like the time we put took Austin Mode out of Austin car and put in Diamond Man and did the trifecta on that Sunday.
You know what I'm saying?
Yay. I like that.
When great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm. Told Austin, got them to stand on the sideline. Told Austin, stand on the sideline. We're going to collect this cash. Well, they know junkie, y'all wasn't doing nothing.
But the same dude he's talking about, Austin.
Yeah.
One night he called me and Big Richard at the Grove with Corey mm-hmm. Gary Boo. Me and Big Richard had put a motor in his car about 2 o'clock in the morning. Motherfuckers mm-hmm. were talking too crazy. Me and Big Richard over there in Corey Daddy garage. I don't even know if Corey was in bed asleep or something.
Anyway, it should have been.
But you laughing. I'm dead serious. Me and Big Richard put that motherfucker off in there and scores it off in there. We went to the track with that motherfucking Austin Saint. Big Richard make a hit. He said, God damn, y'all finna beat somebody up. Man, that boot's going through first, second, and third. And goddamn, we went to work on niggas' ass with that boot.
Yep. Joe's on Malibu. Joe's on Malibu.
But yes, that's real gambling. That's real drag racing. And these motherfuckers don't even know nothing about it. They don't know nothing about no hustle. They don't know nothing about no hustle.
You can tell a motherfucker ain't used to nothing. This mine. Nigga, you ain't never had $2 over a goddamn car. You ain't got shit. You got them raggedy-ass cars, and you think you got something. You ain't got nothing, man. That's mine. What do you got, nigga? I can't wait for you to get that motherfucker together. I'm going to beat him the motherfucking sweet. He's the king of the west side. Yeah, okay. I don't even know who that is.
Lord, how much?
Might be the king, but... Sweet might fuck around and do something stupid, and then he ain't the king. Come on. Like I heard Zay last night. Zay is a great entertainer and actor. He don't give a fuck about Sweet. He playing that card. He keep picking up that card mouth, looking at it. Looking at Sweets. He put the card down. He's looking at Sweets. He pick it back up.
Oh, man.
Have you ever licked it? He's finna lick it. So the Sweets ain't right. But all I'm saying is I'm watching the motherfuckers who Zay locked into. They'll beat Sweets to sleep. He ain't special motherfucker Sweet. Yeah. He's playing his cards right. But he giving Sweets time to get right. And I just hope Sweets get his act together. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Zay know exactly what he's doing. I got to bet with him because he for sure.
Yay.
Man, listen. I watched him cluck a motherfucker for $12,000 in Alabama last year. They had no business running them Southerners because they were cream rolled his ass. He waited right around and kept on watching. They went up there and knocked the tires off. He said, now's the time to strike. We got 12,000. Let's do it at this time of night. And knocked their motherfucking ass.
He ain't no dummy, boy.
Clear. Easy pass. Huh?
And he ain't no dummy.
Not by far, but I mean, I love him. He's an entertainer. It's like so many people got something to say about Eve. Man, Dee is an entertaining man. And then I just found out, gentlemen, the whole radio show, that Dee beat those people out of 27,000. Not 17, 27.
Oh, we.
I couldn't believe it. 27 large.
Good God.
Oh, we.
Boy, he tore off in their ass, man. This motherfucker tell me, I'm Sweet in this. No, you ain't got no legs to call me Sweet. No feet in the game or nothing. You be the motherfucker. 27 large. And my money tied up in that money. Listen. Now, I think the point. I think 7-Eleven. Shit.
Dang.
The dice roll over. Heard nothing.
Hey. Hey, Biba.
You
tell me. Biba. You bet it was mine, man. That's what you telling me.
Yes. No secret.
Hey, Bebop.
Vaughn is faster than Dee Dee.
No, you know? I would have bet him with Vaughn, too. I'm just laughing because I ain't getting a chance to get caught up this
year.
See,
there you go, Congressman. Who that beat for 27,000? See, I told you, nigga, that
man.
Like female.
That race got fun.
Hold on.
Your man told it. If it's a lie, he told it.
Hey, listen. Dog, I don't give a fuck if it's a lie or not. You gossip like a female, nigga. Fuck you.
No,
about?
No.
You
I heard what he said. He said 27. I said what?
You know for a fact, you know
what
how much I want from you. Talk about that, what you know for a fact, goof ass boy. Talk about that.
That's it. That's the best you can do?
No, I'm telling you,
Stop talking about shit you heard. Talk about something you know for a fact. You know for a fact.
Your
I
man
not
said it, though, nigga. Hold on, listen. Your problem is with
what
your man,
you
not with
about?
Me. I didn't say it. Just yesterday he said that. No, day before yesterday he said that. I said, I didn't believe y'all lost it. I thought it was 17. He said, no, it was 27.
And then it don't make no difference,
yeah,
nigga. As long as I got it to lose,
it
don't
make no
it.
Difference. It don't make no difference. I lose, too.
I, hey, well, what
it's
a sweet what ass about fucking 8,000 I won right after that the same day. Y'all talk about none of that, motherfucker. Talk about the shit you gave away.
Take it
easy, talk about
man.
That $3,500 you gave away, lame ass boy.
Ooh. How much I gave away? What did you say I gave away?
You gave away $5,000. Whatever the fuck that. Talk about the money you raised for. Why you talk about what TD got?
We never raised no $5,000. We never raised no $5,000.
Do that make you shit? With TD eat, do that make
Pinocchio,
you shit?
We never ran for $5,000.
All right, then. So
Pinocchio,
with
we never ran for
$5,000.
So you lying.
With TD eat,
you
that make you shit, nigga.
Boy, you need to be this rough, boy. You need to tell it. All
Hello,
I said is what your man said. Your
hey,
problem is
hey, you hit it out the horse. You hit it out the horse's mouth. My man can't tell you shit because he don't know what we race for.
Oh, he's a dumbass then.
Oh man,
I gotta let him know the next time I talk to him. So listen,
that's why I hey you
motherfucker.
That's how I know Diddy a real ass nigga. Diddy never told y'all how much we raised for. Everything y'all know is gossip. You don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga,
stupid
mm-hmm.
motherfucker. Diddy said exactly what he
said
he ran you for.
No, he didn't, motherfucker. No, how much did Diddy say we ran for?
So now you gonna tell me what Diddy didn't tell me? That's what you telling me.
Hold on. Answer this question. This is Diddy told you. How much did he tell you we ran for?
It was either 15 or 17,000.
Okay, so why you on the phone talking about 27,000 if a nigga that I raised said 17? See what I'm saying? You're a clown, nigga.
I couldn't
see,
believe
you blew my point,
buddy. But I said no.
If you heard it out the man mouth his say somebody you trust that told you 17,000, why would you be on here lying talking about 27,000?
First of all, goofball. First of all, goofball. I ain't told no lie. I repeated what your man said.
What I'm saying is, you on the phone stating it like it's a fact, but then I asked you what Diddy said, and he said 17. So why you ain't say what Diddy said? Why you saying what somebody else?
Bar. This is all brand new. 2 days ago, your man said. I thought y'all didn't run for no 27. Said we lost 27,000 with the side. I said, damn.
Hmm.
That was
hey,
it.
Hey.
You taking
okay.
the wrong way.
That's good. That's good. But did you? What you lose when you ran me?
We lost 3,000.
Oh man.
3,000.
Okay. Okay. Now they're facts, right?
That's facts.
Oh, because you know about that. So talk about something you know about. Because that ain't even fact. You lost more.
Okay.
Y'all lost more than 3,000. I don't think you lost the quarter, but the person lost more than 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I lost the quarter?
The only thing you probably lost is the gas money that was going to give you on the way home. That's the only thing you probably lost. But
right. But listen, you're entitled to your...
Oh, man.
Now you want to crack jokes. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm doing it all. Ain't we on the show? You was cracking a joke earlier talking about I lost 27,000.
I ain't said nothing,
man.
That wasn't a joke, though.
Hey,
that wasn't a joke. That's
now I can't crack
one. That wasn't
I
a joke.
Decided to crack no jokes.
That wasn't a joke.
I thought that's what this was. We talking shit and cracking jokes, right?
But I just said it wasn't no joke, though.
Okay.
So I see the comprehension level is down in preschool somewhere.
Hey,
last time
I checked, they say press the one button when you want to talk and be heard. So I press the one button.
Oh, man.
Shit.
You got the freedom of speech to do that. That's what this show is all about, young man.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, but I see that it's a comprehension problem on the radio show. Period.
Ain't no comprehension problem.
I wasn't talking no joke on you.
Hey, listen. I welcome the jokes, man. Shit, I want the joke.
I lost my money with your sweet ass, so it wasn't no joke. If it was a joke, it was on me. I lost my money.
Man.
I bet on you. I said, we got money coming.
Hey, shit, that's probably why I lost, nigga. Don't bet on me ever again in the day of your life. That's probably why I lost.
Oh, man.
That's probably why he lost.
Don't your ass ever do that shit again. A day of your life. Don't you ever do that shit.
Come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, listen. Hey, Mouse. Hey, yeah. Mouse and everybody, listen, everybody on the show. I took his advice. He just didn't know it. I took it. I've been betting against his ass the whole time picking up.
Hey, Mr. B, it don't matter. I was steady cash to check after that, brother. It don't matter.
Listen,
it don't matter.
Listen, you're right, because you must be janky to me. You said I'm janky to you. You must be janky to me. I quit betting on you.
I said, come on.
He fucked up. They crossed him on the side of the beach. Come on,
fool. Yeah.
I said, that's what it was. He's janky to me.
I'm just janky when you around me.
It's okay,
that's
though. It's okay, though, Mouse. That's what we over here for. That's what he said.
Hey, Mr. B, you got to stay with a horse in the race, man. You can't give up, man. I ain't stopped racing after he beat my ass. I won 7,000 that same day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Nobody ever implied that you didn't do none of that. Nobody said that.
Hey, listen, hold on. In my defense, if you on here talking about some shit with me, I'm entitled to come on here and defend myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do what you
want
to do.
Okay, then. I don't want your conversation to change because you was talking real sick before you knew I was on this phone.
Man, I'm going to say it again. The comprehension level on this show is ridiculous. It's increasing.
Hey, can I ask my question? Y'all been around racing a long time. I've been around racing just as long as y'all been around. If you ever got your hand caught in the cookie jar, you got to suck.
What do you mean?
Stick the motherfucker on the motherfucker, and you got his ass show out, and then they found out you put him on.
Hell yeah! If a motherfucker say he didn't, he lying.
What he say, Mr. D? I can hear that motherfucker.
He said, "Have you ever suck a motherfucker on somebody and got fucked up in the process while we thought we were doing something?"
Hell yeah.
If a motherfucker said he didn't, I told myself, he's telling a goddamn lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just a long battle.
Stick a motherfucker on somebody don't mean you just got to win.
Right.
Good point.
Been too slow from day one.
Good point.
Yeah.
Sticking somebody on somebody ain't no different than you running your goddamn self. You can win or lose.
Ain't no guarantee.
I had you to run somebody. Who had you run out when you broke the ring?
The boys on the motorcycle, Big Louie, though.
Broke the motorcycle,
man.
The ring.
I left him to win in that motherfucker.
I felt he can win.
Yeah.
He said, "I don't know, Bebop." I said, "Stop him."
Well, I wouldn't have broke the ring. God damn it, we'd have seen. Soon as I got them sprayed, that bitch said, boop. I said, damn. Broke that motherfucker. Show me. Yes, sir. And Mr. B done sucked me on a lot of motherfuckers. I'm sitting there thinking about all these sinking and shit. That goddamn beast saw me in Memphis and stole me and the car.
Damn.
The man stole me and the goddamn car.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying about, you know, the grudge race thing, about, you know, the trickery thing. You know, they asked shit early in the week about trickery and getting tricked and all that old shit. Man, motherfucker got done to do anything to win, got done to be a hustler. If a motherfucker a hustler, he a real 100% grudge racer or hustler or whatever the fuck you want to call it. He going to got done to do what he needs to do, got done to get that money out of the clothes. So, yeah.
Well, we've been on a lot of escapades, me and the Mouse Man.
I told the motherfucker to bring me the car. He said, well, the car can't come unless he come. I said, well, send it all. It's my responsibility. They did what I said to do.
Sure did.
We went trying to get money. That's all. It didn't turn out so swell, baby.
Hey, and I ain't even want to stay. Cause I ain't want to ride with some other people.
That's a good
show. Hey. So do that mean you got to watch the people that you actually fuck with racing, or do you actually got to watch the people that you actually gamble with, or do you actually fuck with the people that you actually trying to hug? Now, what is
that mean? But that didn't have nothing to do with what we were talking about.
No, I was trying to do a rebuttal to my statement with the hustle car thing. That's the only thing I see.
Yeah, I didn't understand it, but okay.
Lord, I must say.
No, ain't too many motherfuckers go over there fucking with punk kids. I'm just saying, there ain't no motherfucker gonna go over there fucking with kids. And they know goddamn greasy water around and goddamn greasy
right.
Walk, goddamn it, got that
right.
Old motherfucker, goddamn it, he got a small block.
Okay.
But they ain't gonna go over there.
That like
no,
what is y'all talking about?
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but
I guess
Eddie
don't
know what he's talking about.
Eddie is going to
it,
baby. Yeah, some people don't give a fuck about me. Some people don't give a fuck about certain motherfuckers.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Damn right, baby. Damn right.
You see what I'm saying?
Lord,
I told you, Eddie knows what he's talking about.
What I'm saying is your name carry weight. It's gonna be. It ain't gonna be a too many people walk up to you and say, "Come on, well, I'm gonna race you in Kamala Harris." He got some trick shit going on. Boy, damn, I ain't got too much. I got an 80%. I know I got an 80% chance of winning, but I'm fucking with Skin, and we gonna race on the street. So we gonna race at the track, and you lock a motherfucker in. Ain't too many motherfuckers fit to do that shit. You got to be a gambler. You got to be a hustler. Say, man, you know what? I'm going to try his ass anyway. The same motherfucking attitude you have, the next motherfucker might have. And he can fuck around
well,
and get away.
I wish they have it.
Hey, babe.
I can do something else with
them. Come on, man.
Hey, babe.
Huh?
Ain't nobody fast like me. Nobody.
Oh, Mudbone, bad motherfucker now. Mudbone, bad motherfucker.
Look at you talking about Mudbone bad. You ain't never seen him do nothing. You know what I'm talking about? You ain't doing nothing.
Damn, this is a show, goddammit. I don't want to
have you ever
you
seen
your
Mudbone
do
anything?
Like you did dude earlier. You
I'm asking you, have you ever
you
seen Mudbone do anything?
I said, good God almighty, I was done.
Hey, baby, when
yeah,
you
God
seen Mudbone race? When you see him up on
hey,
race.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to be nice. I don't want them to cut me off like you did Dre early this morning.
You gonna kiss him off.
Cut that man off so motherfucking quick. It was funny, man. I started dying.
He ain't cut me off yet. I ain't said shit about Mudbone did shit. He ain't cut me off yet. Shit. He don't cut you off. What are you talking about? You trying to be nice.
We're talking about what happened. He tried to be nice, Jordy. Let the man
I'm sorry,
be nice.
I'm sorry. That shit was funny.
Yeah,
like,
man, but
I don't want nobody.
People might be listening around the world, man, and catch him lying. Mudbone been doing this. Me and Willie Dog on telling Mudbone ain't did shit. They ain't gonna call. They were lying.
When the dog, when the dog better not come on
then
my
they
show,
don't
want
to come on this lying ass
shit,
show.
I'm gonna hang his ass up.
Yeah,
dog,
but I don't want this to be a lying show.
Tom,
I don't
dog,
want this
ain't got time for
the Big Eddie show. It's the lying show and baby running it.
Or the rumor show, man. Don't make it the rumor show, man.
Yeah, it's the rumor show. And they saying rumors about baby on here lying. Somebody just raced the motherfucker with 10 pounds on the motorcycle.
Man.
Hey, it is what it is. You got to get.
We don't want to be known for that shit, though, man. We don't want to be known for that shit.
We from up ball, man.
We got to stick together. We all we got. Now, South already killing us, motherfucker. We all we got. Shut the fuck up, nigga. We can't let everybody up here stupid like you, baby. God damn.
How long you been holding that in, shorty?
I'm just saying, everybody got one stupid motherfucker from every place on the planet. Baby is our stupid motherfucker. Don't make him think everybody stupid.
And I don't mind being it.
You see, baby get on
baby,
every
straight,
show.
Man. You're
they
straight,
open
baby.
His mic before they open anybody's mic. Baby got to be a bad motherfucker. They open this punk motherfucker mic before anybody.
They gotta keep church on the move because I'm gonna start the show because I'm gonna have something good to say. You gotta have good stuff.
Right,
you gotta have
right.
good to
no,
say.
No,
to
no,
keep,
no.
You
not
no, you gotta have something
you ain't got
good, to
good to say.
No, you gotta
you
have
something.
You gotta have something good to say to keep the show going.
No. You ain't got nothing good to say. Pure entertainment. That's not nothing good to say. That's something good for us to laugh at, nigga.
Keep laughing. I want you to laugh at me.
Well, come on, then. Say something else,
then. The whole town
laughing
at me.
I want to laugh right now. Say
Teddy Pendergrass, the whole town laughing at me. I don't give a fuck about you making no laugh at me. I'm going to laugh at
you. Who is that? Ain't he dead? On Pony Pendergrass dead.
Yeah, that motherfucker he died. What the fuck you mean he laughed?
Well,
laugh at me. I don't care. You talking to me like I actually care. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, this motherfucker stupid.
I heard that.
I ain't have it all. The elevator didn't go all the way up, motherfucker.
I know. The bitch didn't even
My.
God damn.
That motherfucker didn't
like
even
I don't know the elevator don't go all the way up.
The buttons didn't even light up. Motherfucker.
Oh, man. Not the buttons, Shorty. Come on, Shorty. God damn.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, Shorty. Didn't it say ding or nothing?
Hey, kid, that bitch said water when you walk through
on
the
road. Come on, Shorty. Goddamn, Shorty.
That motherfucker, that's my man.
I can see if you hit the button.
Oh, boy.
I can see if you hit the button, the door's open.
He said that bitch
then you hit the button, and it didn't go all the way up. It just went halfway up. Bitch, the door didn't open on your fucking elevator. It is out of order.
Damn.
What the fuck can you fix? We've been trying to fix it. Kid been trying to fix it. Goddamn it. Eddie
Lord
been trying
have
to fix it.
Mercy.
Uncle Larry.
Oh, Lord have mercy, man. You
Uncle
got
Larry, Eddie, me. You apologize to all of
oh,
them.
Oh,
Uncle, Daddy, Eddie. You don't even know who your uncle and your daddy is. You call Eddie Uncle.
Well, guess what? Long,
you don't know what the
long,
fuck going
hey,
boy,
hey,
you
hey,
ain't
hey,
got
long,
no goddamn
long,
elevator,
long,
nigga. Don't even let elevator come out your mouth. Look, don't let elevator come out your mouth, nigga.
Oh, boy.
You like one of them retarded kids, man. We just give you some
elevator. I'm a Jerry kid.
Fit the fuck.
Oh, boy.
Every time you come to the track,
I'm
you see kid give you a face mask, kid give you one of them lean back mask on your face. He give you a lean back t-shirt. Goddamn it. Then you get a bone knucklehead.
Oh, boy.
Lee give you some chicken. Lee give you some chicken. Kid lie and say you paid for it.
Probably
mm-hmm.
have some grease.
Mm-hmm. Throw the towel in, baby. Throw the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, Flop, go. Come on in, Flop. Come on in. Fuck me up, too.
Look at that. Not even Flop coming. Come on in.
I'm just telling you, throw the towel in, baby.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, I'm teasing with skin. I just want to tease with him. That's all. I throw the towel in plenty of times with him. That ain't nothing new. He throw my ass up plenty of times.
Hey, baby.
That's why the elevators don't go all the way up. Goddamn.
Hey, baby.
Keep on getting your ass tore.
Hey,
goddamn.
Baby.
Keep on getting knocked upside the head.
Hey, baby, I still want to know what's that question that you wanted to ask Mr. B. You never asked that question. What question you want to ask?
No, I was asking them when you and Hood Red and Ruby Ray was running, what did it feel like when y'all got them standing in the car at 4:01? That's the only thing I was asking. I was just teasing.
Hey, you know what it felt like? It felt like that elevator that you was in that went up.
Oh, man.
And didn't ever come down. No, you came down. You was slamming that motherfucker. You slamming Ruby Red on the ground like a thugger. I tell you that. You couldn't drive it. You was younger then. You couldn't drive it, thugger, then. That car had too much power.
Shit, I drove better back then than I do now. Fuck you.
Yeah, but shit, you look
hey,
what you're driving more so than me. Shit, that
hey,
car,
baby,
I'm pretty sure.
You know what I want you to do?
Car,
you know what I want you to do? I want you to leave out and go find, I want you to go find a taffy apple and put it in your mouth with the nuts and shit on in the car. I want you to bite
that
motherfucker.
I don't like nuts on me. I just like calm. I don't like nuts.
You're a lying motherfucker. You like nuts? You told me you
like
balls.
I like balls. I don't like nuts.
You're a nasty motherfucker. Look at it. You want some balls in your jaw.
I don't like nuts. Put your balls in your jaw. Put them balls
and nuts the same thing.
No, they're different.
Nuts are
smaller. Balls are bigger.
Well, baby, anybody else?
No, I don't know. I'm going to talk to Flop. I'm going to fuck with Flop for a little while. God damn it. Let me tease with him.
Well,
there
you
go. Well, yeah, Flop.
White flag, baby. You win. You win, baby. Go ahead. You win.
Flop say no, Walt. That's what's up, Flop. I'm betting with you. Show Leah. Show Leah. Show Leah.
Oh, shit.
Show Leah. Show Leah. I ain't no goddamn fool. I know what I'm.
I'm better with Flop too if he's spraying the Leon on the motor shit.
Nah, they spray the spray. They spray the spray, man.
Oh, man. I ain't fuck with that, dude.
Come on, all that fucking lie. You lying, Vaughn.
Oh, man. See, y'all saying y'all rumors all night, huh? Y'all gonna keep doing that shit all night? Rumors all fucking night?
Yeah,
what,
that's
what
you
I
got
I
baby doing.
That's what I heard, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, that's what
baby
I heard,
doing shit. This dumb ass
hey,
baby. Bro,
that's what I heard, bro. Ain't no motherfucker in hell, goddamn it. Ain't, if they run spray to spray, goddamn it, the Flop going to goddamn it, tapping right in his ass. Then they got some motherfucking gap there. The dumb ass nigga Jeremiah, he come on the phone today or yesterday and say, I bet you goddamn it, Leon got it. I'm gonna bet with the pot. I'm betting with the pot. And Skin dumbass gonna say, "Shit, I'm gonna bet the same way Nutty goddamn started. Nutty started it, right? And then when it went through, right? And then the motherfucking nigga Dre from Texas came on the phone and started talking and with the talking shit, right? And then hey Vaughn, this shit was so fucking funny, right? The man say, hey, Skin, I don't want to, and this and that, and Skin got them, and he say, Skin, you ain't hear no more. He hung the man up. He hung the man so quick. She ain't got his $100 best in jail now. I was bad laughing. I was cracking up.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit.
Supposed to be tonight.
No, we bet 150. We bet 150, man.
Shit. Motherfuckers need to pay them bets. Motherfuckers don't pay them bets. They ain't nothing but $100, $200. Motherfuckers ain't betting no large amounts of money. Motherfuckers barely making it around this bitch. And the motherfucker is making it. They ain't gonna bet that money like that. Bet no $5,000, no $2,500, no $3,000 and all that shit by themselves. Hell no.
I
want to
bet about myself.
Cool niggas. Yeah, but I know.
Yeah,
but
I want to bet it by ourselves.
Yeah, but I know y'all will, but the thing is about it, a lot of motherfuckers be needing help to goddamn it, $2,000. Shit. The motherfucker just going to the track and goddamn it cost you $500, damn, that $300 to get to the track and back and forth, and then you bet $3,000, that's $2,300, and you ain't getting no money. Come on, man, stop it. Money. Somebody lying. Now, go ahead, kid. There's a whole lot of capital.
How long you been holding money?
I'm just letting the motherfucker know. Now, stop that shit, man. Motherfucker be sitting around here front of shit. I'm gone. Matter of fact, I'm going on mute. I said what I got to say. Motherfucker was.
A lot of
is kid on stick? Hey, kid, you still on the phone?
I bet that was 80.
Kid.
Is who on the phone?
A kid. I'm looking for kid.
Man, kid ain't studying you.
No, I just wanted to ask him a question. Another question. And y'all can go back to yarn.
Go ahead, baby.
What kid at? That ain't kid.
Where are you? What do you want?
No, that ain't kid. Man. That's you. No.
Who the fuck is you?
Whole lot of capping going on.
There you go.
I know one thing. You gotta have a certain wristband to goddamn get down in that motherfucker. Goddamn get that food, goddamn it, and get in that motherfucker, goddamn pit ass, fucking with them anti gyrate motherfuckers. I know that.
There you go, telling no kids. There you go.
No, I had it. What you mean? I still got it. I can call up to the soon they open up tomorrow morning. I called Miss Shirley, goddamn it, to get it popping. What are you racing at? What the NHRA racing at? You got me fucked up. I can get it popping. for real, for real. You want to see Efron Brand in face?
Nigga, Miss Shirley
don't
know you.
You a little heavy than Efron. You fat. You ain't got the guts. You need to get away from the table like Lee, Lord Lee. Y'all got them stomachs sitting in y'all lap. Nasty looking motherfuckers. Y'all my man.
Boy,
I love y'all stuff. Yeah, y'all goddamn got titties and shit. Y'all need some bras. Y'all need to go to goddamn
nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker, you nasty looking. And you sitting around talking about me. You step out a bit and you got titties and shit. I ain't never seen you with no titties, shorty.
Damn, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about your ass.
What you say about me,
you need a bra. You need a bra. You need a training bra, motherfucker. You got titties.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
You sports bras
and
shit like that. What is that? A sports bra. Yeah,
you that's
the shit you need. Yeah, I've been holding in for a minute.
You need some soap and water, motherfucker. Your neck dirty.
Well, guess what?
Every time
got
you got that mask on your neck,
I'm about you, motherfucker. I'm about you, motherfucker.
Started out
blue. Motherfucker.
Started out blue.
And it's a whole lot of motherfuckers. I ain't just talking about you. I'm talking about a whole bunch of motherfuckers. Motherfuckers be walking around here big as a motherfucker and sitting around here need a motherfucking double D. These motherfuckers need double D's. Them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers need
some
wild world. Get them motherfuckers.
What a man want to do? You gonna talk about what the fuck
I
need?
Nope.
So I'm the only one need a bra. What a man
want? Nope.
What a man want to me?
Nope.
What a man want?
Nope. That the motherfucker
you
ain't gonna play with me. Nope. Mm-mm. Let the motherfucker keep playing with me. Let a motherfucker keep on playing with me, and I promise you, I'm gonna talk about him. Take their shirt off, goddamn, look like a girl.
Damn.
Titties bigger than his wife. Fuck out of here.
Damn, so they got a wife. Oh, man, baby titties.
Yeah, but the titties got them as big as than her. God damn, how you going to make love to her? They going to have titties. They gonna titty fuck? I ain't talking about you, Flop. You, dog. You need no my motherfucker. God damn it, radar. Hell, dog. My bad.
Hey, baby, I ain't got no titties, baby.
No, I'm just letting motherfuckers know I got a pair of nuts.
Oh, a lot of cats here, this motherfucker.
Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. This goddamn Mallory done come on this motherfucker, and it's cutting up.
I thought he
got
a dial in.
I got two. Yeah, no. He had to come back in because I wanted to flop anyone for you. I like flop. Flop good people. They think flop a hoe. They think flop a hoe. They think flop a hoe because he's blind. Ain't nothing wrong with flop being blind. He ain't no hoe, though. I know he ain't no hoe.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby, you're going a little too far now. You're gonna get me on your ass, baby.
I can tease your blindness.
Hey, baby.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I ain't gonna warn you no motherfucking more. Okay,
I'm gonna leave you alone. Okay, I'm gonna leave you alone because I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I'm gonna leave you alone.
I'm sorry.
How much can you see that, mate? He bet with me, but I'm blind.
Oh, Lord.
Get out there and line me up then, baby. Get out there and line me up then, baby.
I can line you up. I ain't got no problem lining you up.
I can run your ass for free.
I'm going to bring. Then you got to roll back. I'll bring. We'll be right at the track. I'll chop you up right there.
I'm telling the nigga to line me up in the car. He think I'm talking about the Clippers.
Sox lose first opener, 5-4 to the Tigers.
Goddamn bebop got some melody, baby.
Man, it's gonna be interesting, Mouse. It's really gonna be there. But I see that comprehension level on all these shows is down in the preschool, and that's sad, man. That's sad. Yeah. That's really
I
is,
hope
man.
We have
it's
a beautiful is. Motherfucking summer.
Whoa,
it's gonna be good.
I'm thinking
your
that
your comprehension level must be real slow, Mr. B. You ain't winning no race, shit. That's what makes it comprehension.
I can say the same thing you're doing, Vaughn. At least I'm racing.
Huh?
I can say the same thing as you be saying. At least I'm racing.
Nah, you can't say the same thing I'm saying, motherfucker. I'm the graduate of the year. You ain't shit.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't say the same thing
I'm saying. The graduate
of the year. What the fuck is wrong with you? Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Fuck wrong with you? You can't say shit, I say.
I made a mistake, Vaughn. Y'all hold on.
No, not for things.
Fuck a heartbeat on the show when limp after that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Vaughn, you shouldn't be talking like that. Hey, Vaughn, when you told them my brother, you're the king, you brought peace to the show. They stopped talking.
I quit talking because I switched over to the other line.
Yeah, Mr. B switched over.
Okay,
hey,
well,
Ron, let's play a little bit tomorrow, baby.
Huh?
Let's play a little bit tomorrow.
Man, you know I ain't with none of that.
What do you mean?
Oh, you talking about that.
Preach your
well,
voice, so goddamn.
I thought
you don't come for nobody. If you come for him, he gonna get you.
Yes.
Hey man, I'm like hey, Mr. B. I'm like that dog mm-hmm. in the gate. You can walk by. I ain't got the bark. Come in. I'm gonna eat your ass up.
Ooh wee.
That's cool.
God Almighty.
Mhm. That is cool. Sure, gonna be a lot of cars on one piece of acreage.
I heard there's gonna be a lot of cars on deck. I heard there's gonna be a lot of fighting on the west side against each other.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about body thing, man. I don't know what's gonna happen on the west side. Shit. We'll soon find out, though.
Yeah, they about
I heard
keep,
it's gonna
keep all that smoke out west. Out west.
Slow down, Vaughn. Slow down,
Vaughn. I know
you're gonna.
In your lane, Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn, listen to me. I know you done teamed up with some killers, goddammit. But don't let them run off and leave your ass. You be the only one in the war.
Hey, man.
Damn. Vaughn done teamed up with somebody?
I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Hey, listen.
I'm born in the war. Listen to me. Vaughn,
I'm born in the war.
Because I don't want to raise no skirt. I want you to make sure you got two under your skirt.
Hey, I'm born in the war. Fuck is you talking about? I war every year.
Hey,
you ain't doing nothing.
You can afford. Hey, Vaughn, you can afford what you're doing. Keep doing it. I ain't mad at you. I'm gonna stay out the way because I ain't said nothing to you at all. So I'm gonna get back in the ranch I was in.
Hey, Vaughn, right. So you ain't gonna run, Vaughn?
Huh?
Mr. B ain't gonna run me neither.
We got to understand. I told him I'm going to get out of his way.
But he might come in the gate, though.
Then guess what's going to happen? He's coming in the gate.
You got to bite him. Wow, you want to go in that gate? Get your ass bit, motherfucker. You want to go up in that gate? You want to go and preach the boy gate?
I was born in the gate, man.
And Vaughn's going to beat the preacher boy shit.
Hold on. Stop right there. Did you hear what he said? What you just said? Repeat it again. Repeat what you just said.
I said Vaughn's going to beat you to sleep.
Now, I'm glad you said
that's
that.
Right.
The only reason you said that, because you know he's going to beat the fuck out of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's the reason why I'm saying
that? You don't know what he's going to do to me. It's easy for you to speak up to assume what he's going to do to me, because you know what he's going to do to your ass. That's
mm-hmm.
why your chief
right.
is trying to put super glue in your ass. You try to put super
that's
glue
right.
in your ass.
That's right. Whatever
to make
you
sure
say,
he don't drive
to
you.
Right, but he's going to beat you to sleep, like I said.
Oh, man.
Hey, if he happened to beat me to sleep, I'm going to be so far ahead for beating y'all ass. I ain't going to sleep. It'll be a nap for me.
It'll work out, won't it? It'll work out, won't it?
Oh, yeah. So about you dumb like you around, I can't lose.
Oh, man, not the dumb
dog. Yeah, but listen, he ain't feeding me like that, though, Slop. I promise you, he never did. As long as he lives,
he never feeds me like the dumb dog. I don't know who said something, but they can say what they want out of their mouth. Hey, he good and easy to say what he want to say out of his mouth. And he think it's gold. But when another motherfucker tell him they're going to knock the bark out of his ass, hey, man, you assume he ain't got no ass, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to be saying what you're saying. They ain't going to have to be somebody. I'm going to wait till they come to me. I'm going to come to them.
Hey, man. Listen, I'm sitting on top of a mountain as far as I'm concerned. When you climb up that mountain, I'll be there.
I don't know what race we're going to come up with, but
I know you don't, but you know what? This is the best part about waking up with posters in your cup. I'm going to give y'all a prime example of it on the 24th of what you're looking for.
When you say y'all on the 24th, I'm going to put some clarity on it. I'm going to let you know how fucking stupid you is.
I know you ain't listen to me. I know you're going to be there to watch. I know you're going to be there to watch. I said I'm going to give you a example.
But I like
to
say,
I'm
going to put a little clarity on it, let you know how stupid you is. I like you.
You still not hear me. You not hear me. I said I'm going to give you a example of what they're looking for. You might do like me, but you still going to be there to see it.
You're not giving me no sample, man. I got you at a certain pace. Anyway, so that's what it is. I'm beating you to sleep, so all that other shit you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Beat that man to sleep. With that pretty ass.
I ain't never in my life had a no-dose. I ain't never had a no-dose, and I ain't never been knocked out. So I'm going to have me some fun. I ain't
that's what the ultimate
thing is. I got a little drowsy. Hey, listen. I got a little drowsy for driving, but I ain't never fell out driving.
They gave you some sweet ass shit, boy. I mean, you should take advantage of it. They gave you some sweet shit. I heard about it. I said, man, that man, they went off with that man. I ain't gonna let him do that. They gonna let him do it.
What you talking about? That running on motor and getting in the brake?
Man, he gonna push him up that motherfucker.
Sure is. I'm been with it. They can get it up there. Preacher Boy and three little men. I'm there with that preacher man. I like that.
What's the race?
They getting Preacher Boy to break. I like Preacher Boy. What you want to do, Ma?
You said we what car?
Some Camaro.
Hey,
Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn. Let me talk to Vaughn. Hey, let me talk to Vaughn. Brother Vaughn, the motherfucker jumped ship. He went over there to three little gun camp. So he going to give me the break and run on motor.
Vaughn, Preacher Boy, can I get my bet, man? What the fuck is he talking about?
Skin, I'm sorry, but me and him got a personal interest in this pussy.
And I get that, but I want the personal interest in his ass and locking me in and telling him he can't call it off. And you can tell him whatever the fuck story you want to tell him.
Hey, Skin, and watch this. I'm going to watch this. Skin, what I tell you? I don't mind apologizing.
Yeah.
But he know what I'm talking about. He know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
You know goddamn well you ain't locking me in. It ain't like Preacher Boy blocked no race for you goddamn, because you know I wasn't locking in unless I knew what was going on any goddamn way. It wasn't like you was going to take
and
no motherfucking motherfucker.
Hey, B-Bop.
Nigga, I ain't going to never let
B-Bop,
you trick me, motherfucker. I tricked your ass.
You have a bet.
What the fuck did you talk about?
You have
I tricked
a bet
your ass.
You
would never trick me.
And you said, hold on. Oh, hey, B-Rock, all I said is, fuck what you said, goddammit. I don't want to say what the fuck are you talking about? I don't give a fuck what you think. I can know you smarter than a fifth grader, but you ain't got to be smart that day, motherfucker. What the fuck
is
you talking about?
Sweet crazy.
Boy, I know what I'm talking about.
He said,
I said, I apologize.
Hey, Steve,
I apologize.
What are you talking about,
alcohol.
Okay, it's all good. You heard what he said.
I want to be no way left out of it.
Man, your ass. It's all good. I'm going to see your ass on the sideline, motherfucker. I know you're going to be there, Vaughn. I'm going to see that. I'm going to burst your motherfucking ass. Don't get burst.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen.
I'm burping.
I don't care about
business.
Yeah. Be giving that man the motherfucking break.
Years,
you
I'm
ain't going to get no better beef.
I'm going to put that ass.
You ain't going to get.
Did you hear, baby?
You ain't going to get.
Did you hear baby say,
you
I had titties,
no,
man? I'm going to milk
you.
You
ain't going to get no.
Me.
Hey, listen. You ain't get no better for me unless you been with that purple car. Motherfucking shit. So it don't matter.
Oh, we ain't even talking about that, man. I'm off that. It's going to be more than just that race, motherfucker. It's about three or four of them motherfuckers. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm more likely, our percentage rate is, I'm more likely to lean with your money than you is with my money. But you know how that goes.
Right. That's why I asked you.
Only me,
that's
and, you,
why I
only
you,
me and you know about that.
Okay.
Only
but that's why I just
that.
Asked you, did you want to play a little bit tomorrow? And you declined.
Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
I want to bet on the purple car, Vaughn. You can bet on the purple car, Vaughn.
Huh?
Nah, motherfucker. Nah.
Man, you can bet on the purple car.
What
you want to bet on the purple car? We can bet on the purple car. You like people. What you want to bet?
Uh-oh.
Man, what you want to bet?
What you want to bet, nigga?
I'm saying he give Preacher Boy the break.
Yeah, he got the break, yeah.
I bet a G then.
It's a bet. You can't off the bet, nigga. It's a bet. You can't off the bet, nigga. It's a bet.
It's a bet.
It's a bet.
How many times
are
you going to say it?
It's a bet. It's close. Is Gunplay going to rest Bobby Cole race?
Calm down. Huh?
Gunplay going to rest Bobby Cole race?
Hold on. No. You know what I just called you about the other day? Don't get on here, son.
Nigga, nah.
You
called me the other day, nigga. What you called me the other day for? What you coming today
when
for?
I told you that you, I told you, I said, grandson ready, you go give me that spotlight to see.
And what Peter tell you?
Oh, Peter said,
what
no,
did Peter
but
tell
you over
you?
Here now. I know you want to show
no,
out.
No.
So come on.
Now, what you tell Peter? What you tell Peter? Ask you what Gunplay. What you tell Peter? That's you what Gunplay. What
talk,
you tell Peter?
I don't
want
to talk about Peter. I know you on the talk
no,
show.
No,
you
no,
want
no,
to
no,
show
no,
out
I'm,
right
I'm,
now.
Answer the question, nigga. What you tell my son?
Hold
that's
on.
What Gunplay was. What'd you say? I'm going to call y'all right back. We'll probably lock in Bible code. You ain't called back yet.
Hell
oh,
no.
You still ain't called back.
What did I call for?
And what my son tell you? You call? What did he tell you? He giving you shit. Did he tell you that?
Hey, Sweet Love. Hey, look. Do me a favor. Get on Brian's ass.
Yeah.
Brian say he going to bet with me, too. Get on Mr. B's ass, too. Don't leave him out.
He can bring it to me. He can bring the bet to me. He got it. He
right.
Can bring
you know
me like that bet.
Don't,
like
don't.
I just bet it. Vaughn, he can bet me, too.
Jump on Vaughn now. Jump on Mr. B, too.
I ain't heard Mr. B say nothing. He won't bet with you, Tim. Come on. This money's staying, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. B, speak up now. You say you were rolling with the superhero. Mr. B, I know you're still on here.
I'm betting. Well, I'm betting your ass that G, so that's
we
it.
Better,
we
hey,
done
Vaughn,
with that.
You better
if
keep y'all the bet, man. We got a G bet. It can't off the bet, Vaughn. We got a G bet.
And he said y'all can't off the bet, Vaughn.
Yeah, what's here?
Nah, I was just getting y'all bet clear. I was making sure you heard what he said. He said you can't off the bet.
As long as he got the break and he on the motor and he's spraying, yeah, he's betting that.
It's a bet.
I know that. He just said you can't off it. That's all he's saying.
All right. Fuck him in the office. Man, that nigga, man, get his ass out here.
No, you know what that means, Vaughn. However the pot pay off, you pay off. That's the same thing with me.
No, that's just the race happened, yeah. But I ain't not from the not
no,
from
no,
the
no, no. If Preacher Boy paid the punk out, I mean, you got to pay me my $1,000.
If I pay the
oh,
park
no,
out,
I ain't paying
I gotta pay you $1,000.
You gotta establish that.
And
no, man, I ain't paying with
huh?
popping.
That's how you pay off the bet. How can you? That's why they can't off the bet.
No, you paid
oh,
off
no.
the bet. That don't
oh,
mean you paid the park fee.
That's it. That's why she ain't paying something. That's saying two different things, though, T-Love. I ain't paying for the park fee.
Two different things.
I said bet $1,000 off the bet, dude.
He just said
that's how I
want to
bet
it.
That's how I want to bet it.
Everybody said the same thing.
I'm paying it
hey,
now.
Hey, Vaughn, listen to me. Vaughn, I ain't offering my bet, so don't worry about it.
I'm paying it now.
I want the race cars to start up though at least, motherfucker. What you mean?
Let me listen to me.
That's how I want to bet, man. If I had to pay people $1,500, then I had to pay you $1,000.
But listen, just listen to the future revenue. 90% of people on this phone, when they mean that, they say we gonna pay the way the pop pay. You saying it a different way. You can ask anybody
hey,
on the phone. Everybody say pay the way the pop.
He's saying it a different way.
Yeah.
Hey, Vaughn, are you listening to me? Fuck with everybody else talking. I'm talking about me and you, nigga. I want to lock $1,000 and pay off the bet. If Preacher Boy pay me $500, you owe me a G. If I pay people $500, I owe you a G.
Hey, listen,
like
I said
yes
I'm betting on the race. I'm betting on the race.
Why you being a pussy?
Thank you so
much.
That is.
But you being a pussy? You got somebody. I'm a cousin as a preacher boy. Why you out there doing that way?
Why you being a pussy? Lon, why you being a pussy? Lon, why you being a pussy?
Come on, Vonnie.
You made the way to five pay, motherfucker. You being a pussy.
Oh, what's wrong with three little guys, man? This motherfucker is crazy,
man.
Three little guys,
man. Mom, why you being a pussy?
Come on, Bunny.
Ma.
What's up, Bunny? You like that, Bunny?
Hey, Bunny, let go, man. Fade away the pop, babe. Made the lock up. This and that. G-ball. You're being a pussy.
Hey, man.
Hey, Bunny. You're a big ass
pussy. You say I'm a dummy, Bunny. So keep like I'm a dummy. Come on, pussy.
Vaughn, come on, gamble, man.
Ain't nobody called G, Vaughn. Ain't nobody called G, Vaughn.
Nah, I give a fuck no. I want to bet on the race, nigga. Fuck that. I think you're a kid. I ain't gonna argue with you. I'm betting on the race.
It's a bet, bro.
What's
up? Anybody
else
like Preacher
Boy?
Hey, kid. Hey, Vaughn, let's shoot a little crap tomorrow, baby.
I don't
let's
know,
shoot
man.
Some dice tomorrow. Come on, man. Oh, Lord. Hey, Vaughn, you just burnt your pussy.
These guys getting fast with these motor cars.
Oh, man, don't be that bad. You look scared about the bunch of oh, man. Man, you're going to scare the shit out of my bro. You know what? Preacher Boy, no work. Preacher Boy, y'all running out the back door to 8.
Out the back door.
Oh, man, not the 1321.
Good God almighty. They got them. They got them flops there. Them motherfuckers, what's the old car getting fans out there back door? Is it going fast, flop?
Yeah. That means Rob ought to get in on some of this shit.
Man, Rob would get the shit beat out of his stupid ass.
Well, hey, Stan.
I mean, you gonna get
I got,
ass.
I got, yeah. Hey, Stan, I got two bets anyway. I got the eighth of a mile and the back door.
Oh, yeah, you a bad motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Good God,
he had three bets, but he
yeah.
won't bet the third bet.
Damn, what's the
thing? No, I don't sit. I the car goes straight. I sit in the car crooked. So he wanted to go straight. I told him I'm going to say my lane for that other money.
What did I say? I bet your car leaves, but you go towards the curb. Whatever lane you're in, you're going to go towards the driveway. For another 2,000. That's what I told you.
Well, that goddamn
tree love you going, baby. That all kind of shit. God almighty. Come on. Hey,
they call me a bully. I'm trying to be a bully.
Yeah.
They want to name my car the bully. Let's name my car the bully.
Mm-hmm.
The bully. And,
hey, Trina. Hey, listen. The best, you know, the best way you stop a bully is with a gun, motherfucker. Know that.
Dang.
Not no motherfucker water gun, no stop a gun, ain't gonna stop no bully.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Best way to stop a bully is with a gun, motherfucker. Know that.
Hey, how many bullets you shot? Freddy Krueger did they die? Freddy Krueger or Jason, did they die?
Hell no, they didn't look for me. They got right back up.
Okay. Like when you shoot Michael Myers, what do you do? You need to
get back up. I just lost folks out,
man.
I ain't
gotta hang out.
These ain't no Freddy Krueger bullets.
Oh shit! Well, shoot me that water gun you
got there, Paul. Yeah. Okay. You already in line. You don't know it. You already in line for the gun, motherfucker. You don't even know it. You already in line.
Hope it be 90 degrees. Shoot that water gun. I be make it feel good.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm. You gonna think you wet from a water gun? You gonna be bleeding. That's why your t-shirt gonna be wet. It's gonna be bleeding.
Bleeding out water, motherfucker.
Come on,
Eddie. It'll be water.
We gonna put you in the wet t-shirt contest. We know you gonna win.
Oh,
boobies!
Wet t-shirt. Fuck you up, boy. Stop playing. Talk about the boobies.
You wanna sell his boobies?
Hey, Skinner.
Yeah.
Hello?
When it rains,
yeah,
you turn the engine wiper on. You gotta do the water. Go to your left and to your right?
You said what?
When it's raining, when you turn the windshield wipers on, what did the windshield wiper do to that water?
And knock it off.
Yeah, I'm gonna do fun and knock his ass off. I'm gonna shake it, knock his ass off. The left lane or the right lane, I'm gonna knock his ass up off.
Vaughn acting like a pussy though, man. Vaughn, you don't bet or what, man?
You
didn't know what to wait for
that
one.
I ain't paying no attention.
Y'all got a bet or
what,
man?
Preacher boy, I'm a walking bank. He said my crew is a walking bank, so let's find out how much money we're going to walk out of our pocket.
Ooh. Hey, listen, I'm sure we're going to find out.
Is you betting though, Ma?
You're a pussy. You ain't gonna lock me in like I told you. Pay like the pop.
You acting like the pussy.
Man, we locked in already. What we got to talk about?
No, y'all.
We
ain't
said it's a bet. Well, yeah, he said we locked in for the race. It's a bet.
It's a G-Ball bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that was betting the way you bet, Three Love. I thought you said.
No, he changed.
He
I ain't letting that.